Hey, Jeffy.
No, Dad, I don't want you to call me Jeff anymore. I want you to call me Isaac Newton.
Why would I call you Isaac Newton?
Because I'm inventing gravity and shit. What goes up must come down, Dick.
What'd you invent?
Daddy, allow me to introduce to you the shit bag.
That's a bag full of bubble gum, Jeffy.
No, Daddy, this isn't the shit bag. This is just what I'm going to use to make the shit bag. Allow me to explain my hypotenuse.
Hypotenuse?
Yes, a hypotenuse is an idea, Father.
You mean a hypothesis?
Hypothesis, hypotenuse, hippo ass, I don't care. I said I'm Isaac Newton, not Noah Webster. Noah Webster was the guy who invented the Webster Dictionary, and I know no one gives a fuck.
All right, Jeffy, how's a bag full of bubblegum an idea?
All right, let me explain to you. First off, I'm going to start by swallowing all this gum. Pause. And once I swallow all this gum, no homo, then I'm going to fart, and a big, giant gum bubble is going to come out of my asshole. And then I will start the defecation process. And once I start shitting into the bubble, it will fill up, I will detach the gum bubble from my asshole, I will tie a knot around it, and put it in the trash can. No more toilets, no water, no toilet paper, just shit bag.
You are a shit bag.
Well, this shit bag has a pretty good idea, and while I'm at it, I'm going ahead and solving the airplane problem. Because I can swallow all this gum, and then a big gum bubble will come out of my ass, and I'll float up in the sky, just like the house from Up, and I'll go to Paradise Falls or some shit.
All right, Jeff, you're not going to eat all that gum.
We'll see.
Yeah, we're not going to see shit.
Yeah, you're right, because it's going to be encapsulated in a big gum bubble.
Can you guys calm down? I'm trying to watch my Talk Tua podcast.
What's Talk Tua?
It's a podcast where they talk about girly things.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to the Talk to a Podcast. Hey, all my hops. Time to talk to you. Today, we got a special guest, old Ronald, who had a McDonald's E-I-E-I-O. I'm loving it. Tell everyone, hey, Ronald.
I heard you like to spit on it. Is that true? Because I'm trying to find out. I will warn you, though. Takes a lot of spit to handle this Big Mac.
I mean, it just depends on how big the Big Mac is.
It's massive! Some women would describe it as grotesque. Takes a lot to handle this Big Mac. Do you want your own Happy Meal? Maybe the Talk Tua or the Hawk Tua Happy Meal.
Oh, the Hawk Tua Happy Meal. That's actually a great deal.
We'll earn it! Hey, turn those cameras out! Turn it off!
Oh my gosh, Marvin, she's so inspiring. She said one sentence while she was drunk, and now she's famous.
Wait, she's famous because she said one sentence?
Yeah.
And people actually watch this?
Yes, of course, Marvin. It's one of the biggest podcasts out there.
Why does anyone want to listen to someone talk?
Well, to hear their opinions and their worldviews. It's very inspiring.
Wait, Jeffy, knock it off.
Shit bag.
No shit bag.
Look, Marvin, the news!
Breaking news, okay. Joe Rogan has signed a multi-year, $250 million partnership deal with Spotify to upload his podcasts.
$250 million?
People like podcasts, Marvin.
But $250 million just to speak?
Well, that's because Joe Rogan's so famous.
Well, I'll talk for $250 million. I'll talk for cheaper, $250,000. I'll talk for $250.
You could start a podcast, Marvin, and eventually you could make money if people found you interesting.
Oh, everybody would find me interesting. My life's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Every single day, the craziest shit happens.
Yeah.
People won't believe the things I think about.
Oh, you could always have Jeffy on your podcast.
I'm not going to put Jeffy on my podcast. He never says anything smart.
Daddy, how do turtles bang? Their shell would get in the way.
See, I'm not putting that on the internet.
Marvin, you could call it Two Peas in a Podcast.
Or Two Reason a Tardcast.
We're not calling it Two Reason a Tard, Jeffy.
Well, that's the only way I'm talking on it is if it's called that.
Well, I'll call it Marvelous with Marvin. Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
Marvelous Marvin Podcast?
Or Marv Time with Marvy.
That one. Marv Time with Marvy.
Okay, now that I said it. I'm doing Marvelous Marvin.
Okay.
I'm going to go start my podcast. Jeffy, come help me set up the cameras.
All right.
Okay, it looks like everything's set up.
What happened to Marv Time with Marvy?
I like the sound of Marvelous Marvin Podcast better.
Huh.
All right, I'm ready to record, Jeffy.
Okay. All right, Danny, it's live.
Live?
Yeah, the podcast is live.
But hey, everyone, welcome to the Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
It was going to be called Marv Time with Marvy, which leads us to the first question of the day. Who the fuck's ever called you Marvy?
No one's ever called me Marvy. I was trying to think of a creative name.
Well, I got a creative name for you. How about Tard Time with Tardy, featuring the Tard, me?
We're not calling anything with Tard in the name, Jeffy.
Well, I personally like Two Rees and a Tard. I get a dual role. I get to be one of the Rees and the Tard.
We're going to call it what I named it.
Okay, Marv Time with Marv Tard.
The Marvelous Marvin Podcast. And let's talk about about the real things people want to know. So today I went to go get gas, and man, those gas prices are high. They're really high. I only paid $5. I was like, I'm not filling my tank with that much gas because that's expensive.
Yep. Sounds like you really put your foot down on that stance, Daddy. Now let's answer the questions that people really want to know. Like, what would happen if you stuck your wiener in a fire ant hill?
No one's ever wondering that, because no one's going to do that.
I'm always wondering that, Daddy. Like, what would happen if you saw a little hole in the top of the ant hill and you stuck your wiener in it? Huh? And then all the ants started colonizing your bladder, going up through your pee hole. Oh, queen ant dick. And then all the worker ants started bringing breadcrumbs up your pee hole to feed the queen ant. They got a bread factory in your dick. Stock that on the shelves and shit.
All right, Jeffy, listen. No one's ever, 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 ever in this world stuck their wiener in an ant pile.
I'm sure there's been plenty of people who stuck their wiener in an ant hill. And one of them's on this podcast. Me. I did it. Now my dick looks like a red corn on the cob. Helen Keller could read an entire story giving me a handy.
All right, that ends the podcast for today. Thanks for watching, everybody.
And there's one more thing I must say before I go. Humpty Dumpty dick.
All right, bye, everybody.
Sign off.
Bye, bye, bye.
How did the podcast go, Marvin?
Awful. Jeffy said dick 40 times.
No, I only said it 4 times. I said tard more.
Jeffy, I'm going to go read the comments.
Please don't read the comments. I don't want to read what they have to say.
Well, what's wrong, Marvy?
Oh, my God, Marvin, they love it.
What do you mean they love it?
There's over 25,000 views.
We got 25,000 views?
Well, I watched it 24,000 times.
So we got 1,000 views?
Oh, my God, Marvin, and they love Jeffy. Good thing you put him on the podcast.
Yeah, good thing.
Well, I'm not going to put him on another one. I don't want him to say those obscene things he said.
Marvin, you have to put him back on. They love him.
I'm not going to put on Jeffy, who said Helen Keller could give him a handy and read a whole book.
What?
Oh, there's someone at the door. It's probably an angry mob.
Of tards.
Hello?
Hey there, are you Marvin from Mob Time with Marvy?
Right here. This is him. Go ahead, say hi, Marvy.
Well, my name's Marvin from the Marvelous Marvin Podcast.
Well, your ratings are through the roof. We have tons of celebrities lined up to be on your show.
Wait, really? They love me that much?
No, they want to be interviewed by Jeffy.
Okay, well, it's called the Marvelous Marvin Podcast, so obviously I still get to be on the podcast, right?
Nope, just Jeffy!
Yeah, Tard Time with Tardy!
Sounds good, so you down?
Okay, first of all, I'm his guardian, so it would only be responsible if I asked how much.
Well, we're gonna offer you $20,000 per episode!
Good golly gee!
We'll take it, we'll definitely take it!
Your first interview is with Cat Williams!
Who the fuck's that?
Welcome back to Two Reads and a Tard. I'm one of the Reads and the Tard. And today I have another Reed with me, Mr. Cat Williams.
Hello, everybody. I am Cat Williams. I guess I'm the other Reed. I'm here to do this podcast, Very Funny Comedian.
All right, so tell me, Mr. Cat Williams, why is your name Cat? Are you part kitty cat?
No, I am full human being. Why would I be part cat?
Did your parents like Kit Kat and they named you after Kit Kats?
No, sir, that's a snack. I'm not a snack.
Is Cat short for Catherine?
No, that is a girl's name.
Is it short for catheter?
I am not a catheter, sir.
You do know what a catheter is, right?
Yes.
It's a plastic tube that goes in your wiener and helps you piss.
It does help you piss. I am not a catheter, I promise.
So then why do they call you Cat?
Because I'm smooth and swift like a cat, yeah. If it was up to me, I would be named Cat in the Hat.
There's already a book called that.
I know, I wanted the name so damn bad.
Well, go ahead and tell us about yourself, Cat in the Hat.
Well, first off, let me start off by telling you, Diddy offered me $50 million for my asshole, and I said no twice.
Wait, someone offered you $50 million to touch your butthole, and you said no?
Twice.
What? If someone wants to touch my butthole for $50 million, they can do it. Go ahead and ask me if you can touch my butthole for $50
million. Can I say
yes? See, that's how fast I would say it. $40 million, yes. $30 million, yes. $10 million, yes. $400, yes. Free, yes. Just touch it. You know, can you pass my number along to Diddy? I'll go up to the jail cell and he can diddle my ass through the bars. I'll be like the Uber Eats of ass.
Sir, you should not put a price on your ass. It's not worth it, I promise.
Well, yours is V I was watching last night, and this girl sure put a price on her ass. I'm talking 3 wieners in her butt. Ooh. How much do you think she got paid for that? Not $50 million, because the video quality was shit. I'm talking 420p. That's how many pennies she got paid. $4.20.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do this interview anymore.
Well, I don't want to talk to someone who turned down $50 million to touch their butthole.
Well, forget you then, damn it.
All right, bye. All right, guys. We'll be back with more Tard Talk after this.
Marvin, why aren't you on the podcast?
They didn't want me. They only wanted Jeffy.
Well, I told you they loved him.
Good golly gee, that Cat Williams interview went great. Here's your $20,000, minus my $10,000 agent fee.
You take a 50% agent fee?
Yep, I sure do, but that's showbiz for ya.
Oh, so who's Jeffy's next interview on our podcast?
I've got them all lined up and ready to go. Come on.
He didn't answer who.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Finger Painting with Tards. I'm all out of poop, so let's start talking. I'm here with everyone's favorite overweight cupcake eater, EDP445. So tell us, EDP, were you really trying to eat a cupcake, or were you trying to diddle?
Bro, let me tell you something, dog, okay? Do you honestly think, right? And I don't even know why I'm explaining myself to people, but unfortunately, niggas are fucking retarded.
Whoa, hold on! You can't be saying that word, offending my people! I invite you on two reads and a tard, and you want to drop the R-bomb like it's nothing? I'm not over here saying the N-word. I mean, you want to sit here and scream a word that's brought my people down for days? I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Sorry about that. Sorry for the foul and offensive language. We'll be right back with more Tard Talk.
Oh, how'd the interview go? Wait, where's the money?
Well, the interview was cut short. You got off the stream, you get no green.
Wait, cut short? Why'd you cut it short, Jeffy?
Well, he offended my people.
Okay, so can we get another interview so we get some more money?
Yep, and the next one's a big one. Patrick Mahomes. Come on, Jeffy.
Oh, wow, he's going to interview Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm the homie missing a chromie, and I'm here with two-time Super Bowl loser and tard, Patrick Mahomes.
Well, actually, it's three-time Super Bowl winner.
But you lost twice, though.
Yeah, we'll say that's my bank account of $1 billion.
Hey, bank account, you lost two Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I won three.
But you still lost two, though.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you sound like Kermit the Frog?
You handled that well.
Did you know that your wife is racist?
No.
Well, she is, because when she was asked what your favorite food was, she said, fried chicken. Just like that, because you're half black and she thinks that you like fried chicken.
Okay, she's a little racist.
I knew that. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Also, why do your teammates keep getting arrested?
Oh, yeah, Xavier Worthy got arrested for beating his girlfriend. The charges got dropped, though.
Yeah, got dropped like she did when he hit her.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy to watch. He hit her twice.
Yeah, twice. Like, how many Super Bowls you lost? Because you lost twice.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how'd that make you feel?
Well, you know, we all went out there on the field and tried our hardest.
But you didn't, though. Like, it was like an absolute fucking butt-fuck. Like, they televised rape. Can I say rape? Is bad on the podcast? Anybody? Daddy! Behind the camera! Can I say if it's in a non-sexual way? I know is bad when it happens to people, but in this instance, it's not bad. It's almost like he wanted it, because he kept bending over and let all 52 members of the other team put it right in his pooper.
I think that's how many people are on the other team. 52.
53.
53, that's right. Yeah. So how's that make you feel?
You know, it's true.
Yeah. All right. One more thing. Your brother's gay. All right. We'll be back with another Tard on Tard Talk.
How'd the Patrick Mahomes interview go?
Well, your son said a very bad word.
Yeah, he does that.
I said rape a lot.
Yeah, he did. So now none of the streaming services want him on their platform. And they're suing him for $10,000, which I'll just go ahead and take to him.
Wait, so his podcast career's over?
Yep, looks like it.
Well, then what can we do for money?
Well, he could try starting a meme coin. Pump and dump that bitch. I mean, people are gonna hate him for the rest of his life, but at least he'll be rich.
You hear that, Day?
A Jeffy coin.
We're not doing that.
A coin.
We're not doing that. We're not scamming people.
Stopper coin.
We're not scamming anyone, Jeffy. Stop it.
Helmet coin.
Give me noggin. All right, Cross, this Saturday night, we're going to be having a school dance. We're going to be boogie-woogieing, twerking, and throwing that shit back. So make sure you have a date, because if you don't, you are a loser.
Aw, man, a school dance? That's lame as hell. We're too old for that. And who wants to go to school on a Saturday night anyways? We could be playing video games.
Yeah, Saturday night is when we play Fortnite.
Yeah.
A school dance? That's so cool. I want to go. Junior, you have to take me because you're my boyfriend.
I can't. Me, Joseph, and Cody are going to run trios on Fortnite.
Actually, me and Ken are going to go to the dance.
What? You're going to go to the dance?
Yay.
Well, yeah, I want to see Ken's wop. Wet-ass plastic.
So he is a doll.
No, he's not a doll. He's just got so much Botox, it's like plastic.
Junior. So you're not going to take me?
Me and Joseph can run duos. Cody holds us back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine then. I'm just going to go by myself then.
You're going to go to a dance all by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bros before hoes. I'll see you on Fortnite, Joseph.
Yes, sir. Ski.
Hey, Penelope.
Hey, Patrick.
Do you guys tell me to go to the dance with you?
No.
No, I don't.
Really? I thought you and Junior were dating.
Me too!
Well, since you're not, you want to go to the dance with me?
Yes, Patrick. I would love to.
Yay!
Damn, dude. Never in a million years where I thought I'd see the day that Patrick's still your bitch. Wow. 2025 is starting out crazy.
You can't go to a dance with another man while dating me. That's cheating. Cody, is that cheating? Check the book.
Okay, I'll check the book, Junior.
In case you go to a dance with another man.
I don't see it, Junior. I'm looking.
Keep looking.
Junior, you didn't want to go. I did. Patrick asked me, so I said yes. We're just going as friends.
As friends? Cody, read her the rule about women having male friends.
It says women cannot have male friends.
What?
Article 4.
Article 4 says no man would be friends with a woman unless he thinks there's a possibility he might be able to sleep with her.
What kind of insecure asshole wrote that book? We're just friends, Junior.
Article 5.
Article 5 says if she defends the man, that means she's definitely cheating or she's keeping him in her back pocket so she can cheat later.
You guys, it's Patrick. He's special.
Special? She just called him special! Cody, read her Article 7 about pet names.
Pet names. It says if she says he's special or like a brother, they've been friends since they were kids, I mean, she's definitely cheating.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't want you going to the dance with Patrick, so I will go to the dance with you.
No, Junior, I can't do that to him. I can't break his heart.
Wait, you care about breaking his heart? You care about his feelings? Oh my God, Cody, read her the article about feelings.
I'll be honest with you guys. This is just a science textbook. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Junior, if you want to go to the dance, then you can come, and you can dance with us there. How about that?
What? Dance with you? I'm not going to be a part of y'all's stupid love triangle where you get your cake and eat it too. I'm not gonna be that. It's only me or him, and you gotta pick.
Junior, you're so insecure. I'm not having this conversation with you. Go if you want. I'm going with Patrick.
The book! Cody, check the book! Why did you take this whole cheating?
Guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. This is just like planets and shit.
Hey, loser, do you have a date to the dance?
No, because he's so ugly.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, bitch, those horizontal scars on your wrist are just for attention. Go vertical next time and do us all a favor.
Yeah, well, you're just mad because you don't have a date to the dance.
I actually do have a date to the dance, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Well, I believe that when I see it.
Well, you won't be seeing my face there because she'll be sitting on it like a dog scratching his ass on the carpet.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's her name?
Stinky fuckerhead 439½.
Sounds made up.
No, she just goes to a different school.
Wham, boo hoo, cry.
What's wrong, Jeffy? How was school?
Dang, there's a school dance Saturday night, and this kid was making fun of me saying that I didn't have a date to the dance, but I told him that I did have a date. So if I show up to the dance without a date, then he's gonna make fun of me and call me a loser.
Aw, Jeffy, are there any girls in your class you could ask to go with?
No!
Baby, he's 20 years old. All the girls in his class are 15.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if he looks at one of them wrong, he's going to jail. Alright, so you told this kid that you have a date to the dance.
Yeah.
Okay, did you explain, like, what she looks like?
No, but I did tell him her name.
Okay, what's the name you said?
Stinky Fuckerhead 439½.
Well, it looks like there's no problem here, because he knows that name is made up.
No, he doesn't! He believed me! And he said that he would see me and her at the dance!
He's not gonna see you there at the dance with a girl named that, because there's no girl named that. Why would you think of that name out of all the girl names in the world? Why'd you say that?
Well, because it was the only girl name I could think of!
That's not a girl's name!
That's rude, Daddy! It's not her fault that her parents got a divorce, and that she has two different last names.
So you've met a girl with that name?
Yes.
No, you haven't. What's her last name?
439½.
What's her first name?
Stinky Fuckerhead.
No, it's not, Jeffy. Stop making it up.
I'm not making it up. It's real.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just download Tinder or Hinge and find some random girl to go to the dance with them?
Marvin, no. Girls on those apps are just looking for hookups.
What was your name of those apps again?
Okay, well, how about we just hire a girl to go to the dance with him?
No, Marvin, we're not getting him an escort.
Jeffy's prostitution problem.
Marvin, you can't call the video that.
We're not going to call the video that's what we're doing. Why don't we just hire a girl to go by whatever the hell name he just said, and she goes to dance, dances, and then she leaves. Why can't we just hire a girl to do that?
Slide her a 20 and she might do something freaky.
I don't get no freaky. Just go to the dance so you don't look like a loser. Look, I can just call my friend the Love Doctor.
Oh, that's a good idea, Daddy.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my son.
My retired brother Bill will need a date to dance.
What is he talking about?
My son Jeffy needs a date to the school dance, so we called you.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered, but I am unhappily married. Also, I'm not really into dudes, so no can do.
Well, no, like, I'm talking about, like, he needs a date to the school dance.
Oh, he needs a date to the school dance, huh?
Yeah, and you're a doctor, so I thought maybe you're, like, a love doctor.
What the fuck is a love doctor?
Like, someone who, like, gets someone dates?
No, I'm just, like, a regular doctor. I mean, if you need help donating sperm, I can do that.
Well, I donate a lot of that to the toilet and also the floor around it because I miss my hand. And sometimes when I'm edging, I can hit the back of the wall, and I might JFK a bitch if she ain't careful.
But I just need you to help me find him a date to the school dance.
You know, I knew a guy who never needed a date to the dance because he always had one. Yep, always has a day to the dance, Lance. Let me tell you about him.
So when I was in high school, we had school dances like homecoming and prom, and everyone would ask girls out trying to get dates to the dance. But there was this one kid who never had to worry about getting a date to the dance. Always had a day to the dance, Lance. You see, Lance was rolling in dates. Every time a school dance was coming up, all the girls in school would tell guys no because they were hoping Lance would take them to the dance. I asked so many girls to the dance in the craziest ways, and they still said no, hoping for a chance to the dance with Lance. I hired an airplane advertisement company to fly a banner asking a girl out, and she said no. I had the chorus class sing to a girl in class, and she still said no. And I even had the lunch lady spell it with french fries for a girl, and she said no. No one had a chance against Lance. Me and all the other guys were pissed. We would go to the dance without dates, and all the girls took one glance at Lance, and they were in a trance. And the dance was themed like France. I knew I had to stop this nonsense, so I put ants in Lance's pants, but it just enhanced his dance. So then, I pantsed Lance while he danced. Turns out he had a huge dong. He began to prance with it dragging behind him, and then Lance was expelled after that for refusing to pull up his pants. But I heard Lance has a degree in finance, and he loves plants.
So yeah, all he has to do is be like Lance, and he'll have too many dates to the dance.
Okay, but he's not Lance.
I mean, he's kind of Lance.
Oh, listen, is there any way you can help us find him a date, even if we have to pay her?
Like an escort?
No.
Jeffy's prostitution bamboozle.
Marvin!
No, listen, is there any nice girls that you know?
I mean, I do pap smear, so I know the good ones. I mean, that's probably a HIPAA violation, but I smear some pap now. Smear the shit out some pap. Yeah, like jelly on toast. Yeah, see, down at the hospital, they call me Papa Smurf, because I'm the Papa Smurf of pap smears. Right up there with Marcanus and Marcellus Papp, the Wright brothers of pap smears. They invented it. Before them, it was just the pap poke, but they invented the smear.
Oh, listen, can you help us or not? Get him a date.
I think I know a girl. I'll be right back.
Hey there! Brooklyn guy said you needed a date to the dance. He's the best doctor ever. He does my pap smears. I call him Papa Pig, because he fixed my muddy puddles.
Well, ma'am, it's nice to meet you. Is there any way we could pay you to go on a date with our son?
Yeah, for the right amount of money. What's my name supposed to be?
Stinky fucker 439 and a half.
What?
I mean, I prefer Brooke.
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, all you have to do is take him to the dance and then bring him right home.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, Daddy, Slayer at 20. I want to get freaky.
No, Jeffy, there's no freaky. Look, just go to the dance with her and impress your friends.
All right, Daddy. But if the Red River's flowing, I want to take the dirt road home.
Well, the dirt road's pretty much your only option.
I really hope they have a good time.
Me too.
Give it up for DJ Chopstick! How many Y's in this bitch? Where my shooters at?
Get your balls off my shoulder.
Hey guys, look, my date's here.
Whoa, look at that, honey. He actually has a date.
Ew.
Her name is Stinky Fucker 439 and a half.
Or Brooke. You could just call me Brooke.
Look at that, honey. She has a mustache.
It's actually not a mustache. It's a Cleveland Steamer I gave her on the car on the way over here.
Well, actually, that would be a dirty Sanchez. A Cleveland Steamer's where you shit on their chest.
I did that too.
Ugh, they're freaks.
Actually, I'm gonna do 4 in the stink, none in the pink. Straight punch an asshole.
Ugh, let's get out of here, honey.
Gross.
Look at that! You did it! You made them think I'm cool!
Yeah, we really showed them.
Started to think I'm fine.
No. When do I get paid?
Didn't he fun, Penelope?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Patrick.
I'm so happy you said yes to going to the dance with me.
Me too.
Hey, you want to see what dance as fast as I can?
Sure. Patrick, your pants fell off.
Uh-oh, we know a lot.
Hey, Penelope, I just wanted to come to the dance and see. What? You had Patrick's pants on? You took his pants off?
No, he just danced his pants off.
Get away from my girl.
Ow.
Oh, you ever take your pants off in front of my girlfriend like that?
You want to go, bitch?
Here, oh my God, oh my God. Take
that
man's
winners
out! Take your
winners
out!
Hey! No winners out on the dance floor! What do you think this is, a ditty party?
We're back, and someone's pooper is sore, and it's not mine!
Okay, so how'd the date go?
Oh, it was great! Everyone at the dance was so jealous!
Well, I don't know about that, but he did show up with a date who had that ridiculous name.
Okay, well, here's the $20 we owe you.
Thank you. Haha, suckers! It was me the whole time!
What? You look just like a lady!
Bennett. That dude looked like a lady. Yeah, that.
Well, what about all that shit we did in the car?
Literally.
Well, so, like, everything went fine? I mean, you look just like a woman. Like, what happened?
Well, I think you got the gist of it. Everything went fine. But word of advice, if you ever shit on someone's chest again, make sure it's not diarrhea.
It was solid at first!
All right,
you little brat. Here's your macaroni and cheese. And Cody, I made you some special noodles. I think you'll like it.
Chef Phoebe, you know me so well.
Are those little...
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, dude, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
And I love dickaroni and cheese. Especially the black ones.
Man, I lost my appetite.
Yeah, me too.
Junior! Do you notice anything new about me?
You're more annoying than usual.
Shut up, Joseph.
You only have a top lip?
Well, that's true.
No, Junior. I got my ears pierced today. Look, I have waffle earrings in.
Waffle earrings?
Ooh, those hoes ugly as hell. I'm more of a pancake guy. Take my ass to IHOP, you feel me?
Remember when they were IHOP and they pretended they were only going to do burgers? Nobody believed them.
What, you only got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Junior. My dad just let me get them done.
I thought girls were born with their ears pierced.
Wait, Junior, you thought girls were born with holes in their ears?
Everyone's born with holes in their ears, idiot.
No, I mean extra holes.
Girls already have extra holes. Where do you think babies come from? Their front butts.
What?
Junior, you know it'd be so hot, actually, if you got your ears pierced. Wait, no, just one ear pierced. That'd be so hot.
Yeah, you would look pretty hot with an ear piercing.
Well, then I want one of my ears pierced.
Okay, I'm gonna go tell all my friends that I got new earrings.
Joseph, would it be cool if I got one of my ears pierced?
Yeah, maybe. Some rappers do it. Yeah, you look cool.
Oh, I want one of my ears pierced now.
Well, you have to go ask your dad. You're not 18 yet, so you need your parents' permission.
Oh, good looking out, Cody. I don't want my dad to beat my ass.
You asked me to get your ears pierced, you fruity booty ass boy. Next thing you be asking is to wear dresses and get lipstick. No, hell no. You're not Caitlyn Jenner. What the hell's wrong with you? Get the hell out of my room, fruity ass.
Okay.
Right now.
Oh, my ass.
What'd your dad say, Junior?
He said maybe when I'm older and out of the house.
Everything okay, dude? We heard screaming.
Yeah, my dad just doesn't want me to get my ears pierced because he said that I might get a staph infection in my ear.
Well, I could just pierce your ear with a needle, you know, sanitize it.
No. I think the only way I can get my ear pierced is if I accidentally pierce it.
How do you accidentally pierce your ear?
Oh, like fall on a needle, dude?
Yeah, something like that. Or like if I got in a fight with you, Cody, and you pulled out a hole punch and punched my ear.
Well, I do always carry a hole puncher. Everybody knows that about me, so I could do that if you want me to.
I just think the hole would be too perfect, and my dad would know we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you're right. That's stupid.
Ooh, I got an idea. Now, this might sound crazy, but what if you lay on my roof with a sniper rifle, and I go 200 yards away, and you shoot me in the ear?
What, Junior, what the fuck? Do you know how hard it would be for me to shoot your ear from 200 yards away with a sniper rifle?
It's not that hard, Cody. Someone just did it a few days ago.
But if I miss, you could die.
Just don't miss.
Yeah, what? If you make it, you'll be cool, dude.
But there's, like, wind and gravity and a whole bunch of shit. I don't know anything about shooting guns.
You've literally made a time machine before. I think you can shoot me in the ear with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, that is true. I did do that.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just shoot me in the ear and, you know, do it right because, you know, I don't want to die.
Well, okay, I guess I could do that, but, I mean, I've never shot a gun before. This is still very dangerous.
Oh, come on, Cody, just grab a gun and shoot me in the ear.
Well, where am I supposed to get a sniper rifle?
It's America, Cody. You can get a gun anywhere. Just go ask your dad, pull it out of his safe, look under the bed, just literally go outside, you'll find one.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably like hanging on the fence or something, dude.
Yeah, that is kind of a stupid question, you're right. It's not gonna be hard.
All right, grab a sniper rifle and go up on my roof.
Okay.
All right, Cody, make sure you only shoot my ear.
Okay, Junior. I got you in my sights. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think you got it, Cody.
Did I get it? Sorry, I shot a lot of times. I panicked.
Cody, there's people screaming over there. I think you shot a random person.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, did you get your ear pierced?
Yeah, how's it look?
Oh, dang, dude, that's the wrong ear.
What do you mean the wrong ear?
Junior, did I really shoot someone?
I don't know, maybe there were people screaming. What do you mean the wrong ear?
Dude, you're not supposed to get the right ear pierced. If you get the right one pierced, you're gay.
What, gay?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Apparently, if you get your right ear pierced, everybody knows you're gay.
What? No one told me if I got a specific ear pierced, it would mean I was gay.
Dude, you're supposed to do your research. It's like tattoos. They're permanent. Now move a little closer to Cody. I don't want you grabbing my butt now.
I'm not gay, Cody. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I've heard that. It doesn't mean it's true. I mean, I'm gay as hell, and my right ear's not pierced.
So if my dad sees my right ear pierced, what's he gonna say?
Oh, he's gonna be mad as your gay ass.
Well, I'm not gay. Okay, what if I get both my ears pierced?
Oh, you straight as fuck, dude.
Well, I could just take this hole puncher and even it out.
No, it's gotta look like an accident. Does this look like an accident, Joseph?
Duh, dude. You're missing half of your ear.
What? Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time putting an earring in there.
Okay, well, grab the gun and shoot my other ear.
I'm not gonna shoot your other ear, especially not if I accidentally shot someone else.
Well, no one's gonna know it was you. If it was a random bullet, they probably thought it was like from a gang fight.
A gang fight in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood? The news!
Breaking news, MK!
UK, Donald Duck was randomly shot and killed today. The shooter is identified as this four-eyed freak. If you know who this kid is, please call authorities right away. There's a $10,000 reward for anyone with information that leads to the arrest of this shooter.
So they're not even gonna know it's me, huh, Junior? Well, that's my face plastered all over the fucking news.
Well, hey, at least they used a good photo of you, Cody.
Thank you. I don't really know where they got it, but I wish they'd send it to me. That could go on the gram.
I can't believe you killed Donald Duck.
Well, I didn't mean to kill Donald Duck. I guess one of the bullets just hit him.
Why'd you shoot multiple times? You only had to shoot once.
Well, I didn't know if I hit your ear or not. I panicked, Junior. I panicked.
Well, listen, Cody. We're your best buds. You have nothing to worry about. We would never call the cops and rat on you.
Hey, y'all looking for that four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck? Yeah, I'm sitting right next to his ass. Hey, y'all offering a $10,000 reward? Ooh, yeah, bring that money. I need that right now. And come and pick his ass up immediately.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Bro, I need that money. I need a payday. And you going to jail anyway.
What the fuck?
Listen, Cody, even if the cops show up at my door, there's no way I would tell them you're here.
Thank you.
Who's at the door? Let me get it.
Yo, Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Do. You want it? Well, you gotta tell me where he's at. Where's he at? Tell me where he is. Tell me where the freak is. Come on.
What do you want?
The freak, the four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck. You tell me where he is, you get this money.
How can you afford to give $10,000 just for people who tell you stuff?
Well, it's just like a big safe we have at the police department called reward money. I think it's taxpayer money, honestly. But whenever I have a bunch of gambling debts, I go in there and grab a stack or two every now and then. Nobody notices.
Well, he's upstairs on the couch.
Oh, here you go. You thought? Dumbass bit. No. No, I only give you the money after I arrest him, dumbass.
All right, officer. Cody's right there.
There you go.
Nigga, that's mine. Thank you, Pookie.
Junior, you said you wouldn't let him in.
Cody, I can't lie to a cop. I don't want to go to jail.
Okay, you're under arrest for the murder of Donald Duck. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law, etc., etc. Put your hands behind your back. Actually, you know what? Don't, because I forgot my handcuffs in my squad car, so please come outside quietly without putting up a fight, because I also forgot my taser and my handgun, because I'm an irresponsible police officer, and last night I went drunk driving in my squad car, and I think I killed a pedestrian, but I don't really remember. You got all that?
I got it.
But, officer, I didn't mean to shoot Donald Duck. I was just trying to shoot my friend's ear. Do you want to press charges for him shooting your ear?
No, I told him to shoot me in the ear.
Why are you guys always doing weird shit here? Why can't you guys just be normal kids and do normal kid shit?
Earlier, he was eating macaroni and cheese in the shape of dicks.
See? Like that kind of shit. Just be normal. Come on, you freaks. Let's go to court.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Cody, who is being accused of shooting beloved Disney icon Donald Duck with a sniper rifle. Cody, why did you do this?
Well, Your Honor, it was a total accident. You see, my friend here wanted to get his ear pierced, and his dad told him he wasn't allowed to get his ear pierced, so he wanted to make it look like an accident, so I was shooting his ear with a sniper rifle, and I shot multiple times, and I guess one of those bullets hit Donald Duck by accident.
That explanation is quite ridiculous, but your friend's ear is wounded, so I do kind of believe you. Mickey Mouse and Goofy, let me hear your side of the story.
Well, Your Honor, me, Goofy, and Donald were chilling at the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Me and Goofy were in the hot tub with the girls.
Bitches, Your Honor, bitches.
And Donald was smoking crack.
That good shit.
And then out of nowhere, his head got blown off.
Well, right the fuck off.
At first we thought it was Bugs Bunny and those damn Looney Tunes. But we looked across the lake and there was a four-eyed freak with a sniper rifle. He killed Donald.
Find him, Your Honor.
Well, it does seem like a complete accident to me. So, Cody, I find you not guilty of murder, but guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And I sentence you to 3 hours of community service and an unsafety course.
No! 3 hours? Your Honor, please have mercy on me. No! Oh, God, why?
3 hours of community service? That's it? Goofy, we have to get revenge!
Let's shoot him in the fucking head and see how he likes it, Gahoot!
I like that idea.
I heard that, and if you successfully do it, that's premeditated murder. So you know...
3 hours of community service. My life is over.
Don't worry, Cody. You'll make it through it.
Damn, they gave you that 3 hours community service? Boy, they really bapped your ass.
Yes, they really bapped my ass. Did you buy all that stuff with your snitch money, Joseph?
Yes, sir, Ski, and I'm fresh as fuck.
Cody, you're not worried about how Mickey and Goofy said they're gonna shoot you?
Oh, I did hear that, and I am pretty scared. But as long as nobody lets him in the house, I should be fine.
There's someone at the door. Let me go get it.
Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Goofy, now!
Go Hulk, die, bitch!
You shot my other ear!
Goofy, you rat, you piece of shit!
Well, maybe if your big fucking ears weren't in the way, I'd have a better shot.
Don't talk back to me! I thought you were the right kid! Now I gotta go looking for him!
No. You did get the right kid.
What?
Yeah, the bullet went through my ear. It killed Cody. He was in the living room. It got him.
Oh, okay. Never mind, Goofy. We got him.
Oh, thank God.
Is everything okay, Junior? I heard a gunshot.
Oh, it was just Mickey and Goofy trying to kill you. They thought I was you, and they shot me when I opened the door. See, look at my ear.
Well, shit, I'm glad I didn't answer the door then.
At least both of your ears are pierced. Now you don't look gay anymore.
Yeah, I guess it is good that now both of my ears are pierced.
Did I hear both of your ears are pierced, you fruity-ass boy? Ah!
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Pooby from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that. Wasn't that Jeffy?
Oh, come on, Cody. There's no way you think your pigeon driving a peanut's gonna beat my dinosaur driving a motorcycle.
No way, Junior. There's no way your dinosaur driving a motorcycle's gonna beat my pigeon driving a peanut.
Well, then let's go outside and run it.
Well, come on, Junior. Whip it out if it's so big.
Junior!
Oh, thank God you're here, Penelope. I need you to settle an argument.
Yes, I would totally choose the bear.
What? There is no bear to choose from, Penelope. There's a dinosaur driving a motorcycle versus a pigeon driving a peanut.
Oh, well, I guess the peanut is a bit more aerodynamic.
Yes, thank you.
You guys just like nuts in your mouth.
Yes, I do.
Junior! I have a surprise for you.
You're gonna dye your hair blonde so you're attractive?
What?
Nothing.
Junior, just look away and hold out your hand.
Cody, I think I'm gonna feel hoo-hoos for the first time.
Okay, Junior, when she's done, give me your other hand and don't look. I got something for you to squeeze and tug.
All right, Junior, now you can look. What do you think?
What is it?
It's a bracelet with my name on it, so now you can always be thinking about me.
Gay.
Shut up, Cody. And look, I have a bracelet with your name on it, so now we can always be thinking about each other.
Double gay.
Shut up, Cody. Well, Junior, what do you think?
That's cool.
Well, it doesn't seem like you like it, Junior.
Well, I do like it. I just already have these black things on my wrist, and my wrist feels really cluttered.
Well, mine is prettier, Junior, and don't ever take it off. Otherwise, I will break up with you, and I'll move in with my grandparents in Iowa.
Triple gay?
What happened that was triple gay?
Is he wearing it?
Well, she said I can't take it off or she's gonna break up with me, Cody.
Okay, fine. If you want everybody thinking your name is Penelope.
What? Oh, okay, why would I wear a bracelet with my own name on it?
Well, you wear a bib with your own name on it. And speaking of which, why do you wear a bib? How old are you?
Well, because I'm a messy eater, Cody, and I don't want to stain my orange shirt. My great-great-grandmother gave me this shirt and she died.
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't look at my wrist.
It's kinda hard not to look at that gay shit.
Just don't look at it. Look, it's behind my head. Just don't look at it.
Junior, I just heard your front door open and close. Now, I'm assuming that's Joseph and not an intruder. But if it is Joseph, we should ask his opinion about your bracelet. And if it's an intruder, we should scream.
Freeze! This is a robbery! Now empty your pocket!
Dan, intruder! We had a 50-50 chance.
I said empty your pocket!
I don't have pockets.
Me neither.
Well, give me that dinosaur and that peanut pigeon over there.
Okay, you can take them, but first, which one do you think would win in a race?
Yeah, I guess I'll find out later. Now, give me! Now, I gotta kill both of you so there's no witnesses.
But I'm gay.
Yeah, I can't kill a gay guy. People will think I'm homophobic. Looks like I just gotta kill you. Ah, shit. You're gay too. Look at that bracelet. I can't kill two gay guys. Keep your stuff.
But I'm not gay.
Junior, shut up.
But I'm not gay, Cody.
Yeah, but that bracelet saved your life, and it saved our race animals. Wait, Junior, your front door just opened and closed again. Now, either that's Joseph or a pizza guy, because we did order pizza 30 minutes ago.
Hey there, pizza time. I saw a guy with a gun leaving, so I assumed you wouldn't be answering the door. That'll be $14.99.
Okay, let me get the money. All I have is a 10.
Well, that's not $14.99. I ought to beat your ass! Oh, wait a minute. I don't want a hate crime on my hands. You know, since you're gay and all. Yeah, I saw the bracelet. It has my daughter's name on it. That's weird. So yeah, I'll take the $10. I already feel kind of bad because I ate 3 slices of your pizza. Call me hungry because I'm Howie. Damn it, that's not it. Call me Howard. No, goddammit, I practiced this in the car when I was eating your pizza. I must be Howie because I was hungry. That's why I ate 3 slices of your pizza. So now I'm not hungry. I'm full. I'm full Howie. No longer hungry Howie. I don't know. Just enjoy your fucking pizza.
Ooh, looks like I made it just in time. The pizza's here.
Yeah, Joseph, you missed a weird day. This robber came in and held me and Cody at gunpoint.
What? Nobody got shot?
No, he thought we were gay, so he didn't shoot us. He didn't want to get canceled.
Understandable. You know, with Cody and everything. Wait, what the hell is that, dude?
What?
Dude, that pink bracelet is fruity as hell.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, Penelope made me a bracelet because she's my girlfriend.
She's gonna have your ass wearing a bra and high heels next and strutting up and down the highway giving blowies for 25 cents.
Oh, please. Junior, keep wearing that.
Now, listen, guys, there's nothing wrong with this bracelet. You guys don't even have girlfriends that would make you a bracelet.
Dude, should I get you a wig and, you know, makeup?
Come on, guys. Just stop making fun of me. I have to wear this. If I take it off, she's gonna break up with me.
Wait. Hold up. My feng shui is all fucked up. Something's wrong. Joseph, switch with me. That's my side of the couch.
No, dude. I don't see your name on the couch.
Joseph, switch with me. I like that side of the couch.
No, I'm not switching with you, dude. Make me.
Joseph, please. I've always sat on that side of the couch. That's my side of the couch.
Fine.
Oh, this is much better. This is where I belong. Now, Joseph, who would win in a race? A pigeon and a peanut or a dinosaur on a motorcycle?
I don't know about all that, but I know who would win the gayest person on this planet. Junior with that damn bracelet.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off.
Thank you. Finally.
You'll never see me wear that stupid dumb bracelet ever again.
Damn, Junior. I didn't know your balls were so big.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. As long as you don't wear that bracelet, you're straight.
Yeah, I don't need that stupid dumb bracelet.
Junior, I'm back.
Oh, God, can you help me put it back on, please?
Junior, I thought you weren't gonna wear it.
If I'm not wearing it, Penelope's gonna break up with me. Help me put it back on.
Okay, Gabley.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Penelope. Look, I'm still wearing the bracelet. I never took it off. Ha ha ha.
Okay, great. Well, my dad was just here, and he told me he delivered a pizza, so I was hoping to get a slice.
Yeah, get you a slice.
Grab a slice of that pepperoni.
Ew, I don't like pepperoni. I thought it was sausage. Bye, Junior.
What is this pink goo on top of the pizza box?
Yeah, everyone look at the pink goo and not this bracelet.
Junior, I can't believe you were so gay you put the bracelet back on.
Yeah, dude, you were craving penis that bad.
Well, no, God, you know if I take it off, Penelope will break up with me.
Okay, whatever you say. Gay boy.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking it off again. You're never gonna see me wear that stupid darn bracelet never, ever, never again.
I don't believe you, Junior. I think you're gonna put it back on as soon as you see Penelope again.
Nope, that's not gonna happen, I swear.
Let me break it.
What?
Let me break that bill. You don't need it. Let me break that bill.
The bracelet, you break it?
Yeah, break that bill in half. Stomp on it if I had to.
Let him break it, Junior.
Let him break it.
So you're saying you want to break the bracelet?
Yeah, I want to split that bitch down the middle. Mm-hmm. Stomp on it. Curse on that bill. Let me break that bill.
You're saying that you want to break the bracelet.
I want to break that motherfucker. Let me break that bill.
Let him break it, Junior.
Yeah, sure, break it. I don't need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Unless you're loyal to the penis.
No, I don't like penis. What the hell are you talking about?
If you like penis, I won't break it. All you got to do is tell me, bro.
No, I don't like penis. No, you can break it.
Bro, just be honest with me. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it or penis.
Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis. Break it or penis.
Break it! Ah! A penis! 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 I'm
a
penis!
Oh, Junior, have some dignity. I mean, good choice, but still.
Dude, it's for the best.
No, Penelope's gonna break up with me when I don't have it on my wrist, and especially because it's in a lot of pieces.
No, she's not, dude, because you're gonna tell her, hey, ho, I'm no pet. You can't tell me what to do.
You're right, Joseph. I'm gonna say that to her next time I see her big, dumb, stupid face.
Junior, I'm back!
Oh no, it's in so many pieces! She's gonna break out with me! Give me all the pieces! Give me all the pieces! Clean up the pieces! Tell her I'm in the bathroom!
Alright, guys, so I just realized I do like pepperoni. I don't like pepperoncinis.
Those are two completely different fucking things.
And either way, I can always pick off the pepperoni if I don't want them.
But I thought you said you did like pepperoni.
Where's Junior?
Oh, he's in the bathroom.
Being gay?
Oh, he must still be wearing the bracelet I made him.
Unless somebody broke that motherfucker.
What?
You know, broke that bitch in half, split it like the Red Sea.
Huh?
You know, in 2 million, 3 million, 4 million pieces.
What are you saying right now?
Don't listen to him. Junior's still wearing the bracelet.
Oh, good. Well, tell him I stopped by.
Well, don't you want some pizza? What the fuck? And what is this jelly? Does Hungry Howie's even sell jelly?
Okay. Maybe I can put the bracelet back together. But how? Ooh, tape. I need a lot of tape.
Oh, God, this floor is so damn dirty. Oh, gotta clean it.
Ah, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Hey, watch what you're doing. I'm gonna mess up my vacuum.
You vacuumed up my bracelet.
Bracelet? What are you, gay? Ah!
What's wrong, Genie?
Sure, baby was vacuuming and he vacuumed up the pieces to the bracelet, so now it's gone forever.
Wow, what a hero.
Well, Penelope came looking for you, but then she left again. I think she was just making sure you were still wearing the bracelet.
Guys, what am I going to do when Penelope sees I'm not wearing the bracelet? She's going to leave me.
Well, the good news is you're not gay anymore, although you did just yell penis, penis, penis. But I'm not going to count that because you're not going to put your money where your mouth is.
Pretty sus, though, dude.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. What if I go buy a bracelet-making kit and I make a bracelet that looks just like the one she made me?
Oh, so gay.
Well, I do have a bracelet-making kit.
You do?
Yeah, and I'll let you use it, because us gays gotta stick together.
Okay, I want to wait, no, I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
Dude, you have to wear a dress, though.
Yeah, Ghibli.
Okay, guys, you know what? I will not make another bracelet. I'm done with the bracelets. I just have to think of another solution of why I'm not wearing the bracelet.
Okay.
I got an idea. What if I tell Penelope that the bracelet was so tight on my wrist that I lost circulation in my hand and I get my hand cut off? She'll think that her bracelet did that, so that's why I'm not wearing it.
You would rather lose your hand than have her break up with you?
Dude, she's not worth a hand. She's a 5, maybe a 5.5 at best. You can find another one of those behind the McDonald's cash register, dude.
Guys, listen. It's a perfect plan because, look, I could call her in here, and then right before she gets in here, you cut off my hand, right, and you put it on ice, and I tell her, oh, your bracelet did this to me. Don't ever make me a bracelet ever again. And then when she leaves, I get my hand put right back on. They sew it back on at the hospital.
And you're going to do that every time she comes over?
No. I only have to do it once because she's going to think her bracelet did that. And then I get my hand put back on and I say they saved my hand.
Okay.
All right. Penelope, get in here!
Okay, on my way!
All right, Cody, hurry up and cut my hand off.
Well, all I have is this butter knife.
Well, get the cutting!
Okay.
I'll cut harder!
Hey, Junior, you called?
Wait, why are you still in the house?
I couldn't figure out the doorknob.
How old are you, dude?
Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Junior, what happened to your hand?
That stupid gas fucking bracelet you made was cutting the circulation off my hand. I had to cut it off to save it.
Junior, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to make you one that fits you better?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I fucking want, right? Like, no one told me she could do that. No one told me she might say that.
Well, it was a stupid idea in the first place.
Oh, God.
Junior, do you want me to make you a new bracelet?
Imagine being gay and missing a hand.
No, I don't want another fucking goddamn bracelet. Why would I want another one to make me lose my fucking hand? I don't want to wear it. I didn't want to wear the last one. That's why I cut my hand off, so I didn't have to wear it.
Junior, why didn't you just say something?
I could have said something.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't have made you wear it.
Oh, fuck, Cody, get my hand out of the ice. Get my hand out of the ice, Cody, go! Go, too, God, can you call your dad? Call your dad, tell him to put it back on.
Okay!
Call yourself and fucking help me.
Gonna write a 250-word essay on the first person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been their great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, peanuts? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Hey, how about some peanuts?
Ugh! Ooh, that boy's savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. And Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Oh my God, the teacher's having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
Nurse!
Nurse! Nurse! Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's the nurse!
Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my God, who put a peanut on his sandwich? Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Someone call the cops!
Somebody call the cops?
Woo! That's my dad!
All right,
right, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me!
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Goober. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew? True, Chew, 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 Chew. Choo-choo! Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct! He tried to kill me!
I didn't try to kill him, it was someone else!
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it!
It wasn't me!
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense. Should I be on the counter? It wasn't me! Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by electric chair tonight. Bye. See you later.
Electric chair?
Come on, dead boy. Or soon to be dead boy. Get in there, you.
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So we'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell. We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell, because death row inmates are never going home, because they're going to die.
I'll get it. Hey, Junior.
Hey, guys.
Aw, dude, I heard you dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just have that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Junior's not dying tonight because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to glow, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going
to
buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, I gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, french fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
A bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah.
And kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Oh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus, yeah.
Okay. I want to eat that.
Okay.
I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, yeah, get a cow from India, the most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that. I want that how you make the meat from the Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, got it. 2 month old expired ravioli.
What day is it?
It's Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
Well, I still want it.
Okay, you got it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's and get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience, but I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What, you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle egg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also, this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story. So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom. But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses, and the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset, they were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel, and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, and I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this cow to the vet, because I think he has mad cow disease. But really, I just took it out back, and I shot it, and I butchered it for the meat, and then I came out with two Big Macs. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA, and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas, and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru, and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted, and they gave it to me, and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine, too. And it's open on Sundays, because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then, from there, I hopped on a rocket, and I went back to my house, and then I went into my pantry, and it turns out I actually already had a 2-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli, and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those. So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus. I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it! You pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me. There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food, and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it! I knew you were going to do this. I was halfway up Mount Everest, and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. But you know what? I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Actually, I do want to eat.
Okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go. All right, Simmons, let him fry.
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait. He didn't do it. I have proof.
Show me.
Look right there. It's this other kid named Bully. He threw the peanut.
Oh, man. That's lame. I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
All right.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me.
Yeah, no problem.
Order! Bully! It turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your teacher's sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but... we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Picking up trash? I wanted the electric chair.
I know, right? I wanted to see someone fry. This is dumb. I hate this stupid job.
way you believe that, Joseph. There's just no way.
Totally way, dude. Marlin would have murked Lilo's ass.
Lilo's a human. Marlin's a fish.
But look, Marlin knew the sea turtles and the sharks. He had connections, dude.
But Marlin was a pussy the whole movie.
A pussy with connections. That's a fast-moving pussy.
But Lilo has connections, too, because Stitch is an alien with four arms, and there's Pleakley, and there's Jumba, and then there's the Child Protective Service guy named Bubbles.
Didn't one of them wear a wig?
That's Pleakley.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, Cody, please sell an argument. Who would win in a fight? Marlin from Finding Nemo or Lilo from Lilo and Stitch?
Definitely Marlin, right?
Lilo.
Where's the fight happening, on land or in the ocean?
Lilo said his ass can get it anywhere. She can do it on land or she can do it in sea. In the movie, in the beginning, she's swimming underwater and she gives Pudge the fish a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, well, that's not what fish eat. She shouldn't be doing that.
Well, she did it anyway.
She would not survive in the water for that long.
She can hold her breath!
No, the hell she could.
She's a good swimmer!
I fuck it.
Well, still, I mean, I think the fish she fed that PB&J to probably died because his gills got all gunked up with peanut butter. So I'm going to say Lilo because she has a record of killing a fish.
Thank you, Cody. Common sense.
No, the hell it's not.
You know, speaking of PB&J, Junior, pretty hungry, Junior. Let's have some dinner, Junior.
Yeah, let's get some grub, Junior.
So what do you guys want for dinner?
Ooh, how about some big old corn on a cob?
As a meal?
Yeah, hell yeah, why not?
Okay, how many cobs do you want, Joseph?
About six.
So we're doing this? We're having corn on the cob for dinner?
How many cobs do you want, Cody?
How many cobs? I don't know. Can't we have something fun like toaster strudel?
No, that sounds good, too. I love me a good toaster strudel.
Oh, yeah, I love me some toaster strudel. I've had that before.
What's the matter, Junior? You don't like toaster strudel?
I love toaster strudel. I eat those all the time.
You've never had toaster strudel, have you?
Yes, I have. I eat one every morning. I just had one right before you guys came over.
Oh, yeah? Then what do they look like?
They look like a...
Is it a hot dog with a stick in the middle?
Yes.
No, the fuck it's not. You lying son of a bitch. Oh, that is a corn dog.
I don't know. I've never had a toaster strudel. Fine.
I can't believe you.
You have to have a toaster strudel.
You gotta try one now.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll go get one. I'll go to the toaster strudel store. Toasterstrudel.com.
Don't worry.
I'll ask Chef Pee-Pee for one. And I'm gonna make it. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, do we have any toaster strudel?
Oh, hell yeah, we do. It's my favorite meal. Here you go, little bitch. Get your strudel on.
Can you make it for me?
Oh, hell no. No, sir. I am your dad's slave, not Junior's slave. And I am currently on break, so I'm not doing any extra work.
Okay, how many minutes do I put in the microwave?
So stupid.
I don't see any microwave instructions.
Say it one more time. What instruction?
It doesn't have microwave instructions.
Dumbass.
Can you just tell me how many minutes to put in the microwave? It just says toaster instructions. I'm just going to put it in there for 2 minutes. Okay, make three of them. Put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. Yeah. It smells like they're done. Oh, yeah. That looks like a toaster strudel to me. Heck yeah, it does. All right, guys, I'm done making them, but I don't know why you like them so much. They smell like burnt shit.
Jesus, Junior, what the fuck did you do?
Dude, did you burn 3 Hot Pockets?
No, I made the toaster strudel like you guys wanted.
What is that, blueberry?
No, it's strawberry. The box said strawberry.
It's black.
Oh, hey, watch what you say. You know what? I'm going to let it slide because it is black.
Well, it's strawberry.
Junior, you overcooked it. How long did you leave it in the toaster?
I didn't use a toaster. I used a microwave.
You used a microwave to make a toaster strudel.
Dude, it's not a microwavable strudel.
Well, there was no microwave instructions on the box.
Well, you should put it in a toaster, because it's a toaster fucking strudel.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter how you heat it up, as long as it's cooked.
Clearly it matters. Clearly it does.
Right way, dude. It's going to end up like 3 black bricks. You didn't even add the icing.
I'll be honest with you guys, I was super concerned when I saw whatever the hell that was. I thought maybe those were used condoms.
Junior, it's the icing. It's the best part.
Well, listen, I almost put that in the microwave, too.
How about you just put it in a toaster?
Well, I don't know where a toaster is. I couldn't find a toaster, but the microwave was right there.
I bet there's a toaster down there. Do you know what a toaster looks like?
Oh, no, I'm worried now, dude.
Maybe we should just go make it.
No, I will make it. I will make the toaster. I was screwing with you guys. This is all a joke. I've made toasters all the time. It was just a big prank because these were expired, so I made them. I just wanted to do a joke. I can make them right.
I laugh, though.
I'm going to make them right. How do you do this? Okay, how do I... Chef Pee-Pee!
How the microwave work out for you, baby?
Apparently you're supposed to use a toaster.
Mm-hmm, you finally get it. You're getting it up there in your noodle.
Okay, so how many minutes do I put them in the toaster?
Asking how many minutes is not a dumb question.
It is if you ask them to read the box.
The box isn't saying minutes. It says 1 to 2 cycles. What the... What the hell is a cycle? You know what... I'm just going to push it down, wait for them to pop up. Okay, it looks like they're done. But how do I get my hand in? Ooh, that's hot. Let me grab a fork. Okay, let me get it out.
Ooh, you sure you want to do that, my boy?
Well, the toaster strudel's hot.
Right, right.
And if I grab it, I'll burn my fingers.
Right, good thinking.
So I was going to use the fork to get them out.
Yeah, that's a good thought. But are you truly using your noodle? Like, are you truly using it?
Well, I don't want to burn my hands. So I was...
Fair point.
So I was going to get it out.
But the fork is made of metal. You know what? Fuck it. I bet you $20 you won't do it.
Well, how am I supposed to grab it?
Hey, you got a fork. Do it.
Okay, I'm just going to just...
What the hell? Dude, is it storming outside?
No. You know what? Let's go check on Junior and make sure he's not doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
What? Is that me?
Hey, Junior, how's the toaster strudel coming?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God! Junior stuck a fork in the toaster!
No, you're so damn stupid! Why would you do that, dude? You think he's still alive?
I'm gonna call a doctor.
Please! Oh, Junior, why would you do that? You freaking idiot!
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Junior, breathe! Nigga, breathe!
I'm right here, Joseph!
Oh, bro, we should've just had corn on the cob. It's a safer meal.
Wait, why can't they see me? I'm right here, guys.
Hey there, so I'm gonna call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my idiot friend stuck a fork in a toaster.
What kind of fucking idiot would do that? Does your friend have a history of being this stupid?
Unfortunately, yes. There's something dumber and dumber each day.
That's right, doctor. What kind of dumbass puts a fork in a toaster?
My friend, I think he was trying not to burn his fingers and he used a fork.
Exactly,
what a
Joseph.
Tragic fucking moron.
I know. Look, he tried to cook it in a microwave, so that should tell you how dumb he is.
Oh, what a stupid fucking dumbass.
Is he dead, though, doctor?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, he's super dead.
Junior!
I'm not dead, I'm right here!
Gonna have to tell his dad.
No, I'm not dead, guys, I'm right here!
Junior, you idiot, we should have just had corn on the cob.
I'm right here, guys!
Oh, man, I can't wait for the new episode of Charlie and Friends!
Hey,
what the hell was there, doctor in my room?
Are you here to check my prostate?
Well, I can do that while I'm here, but no, I have something very important to tell you.
There's nothing more important than prostate. Hell, check my damn prostate.
Okay.
Woo! Doctor, why are you using three fingers?
Well, that's just how I was taught. The real question is, why does three fingers fit?
Fair question. I have a fairly big remote in my room, so I have a lot of spare time.
Yeah, I can see that. It's pretty spacious back here. It's like the trunk of a Honda Accord.
Thank you. I keep it vacuumed. Tell me what you see back there.
Well, I do see some polyps. Ooh. I think you might have diverticulitis.
Damn! Oh, no.
You keep it pretty clean, so I'm not going to wash my hands.
I appreciate the compliment. Well, what did you come here for?
Oh, yeah, your son's dead.
Oh, fuck! Well, at least there's one less mouth to feed.
Well, that's not really how most parents react to that news.
I am not most parents. No, how did he die?
Well, he stuck a fork in a toaster like a big, stupid fucking idiot.
Yeah, he is a dumbass. What a waste of breath, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's really amazing that he didn't die until now.
Yeah. Can you imagine just, like, from birth to right now, just a waste of fucking life?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you would think he would have, like, swallowed his tongue by now or something.
Or choked on a damn battery.
Yeah, like some other stupid idiot fucking death. I can't believe it took this long.
Yeah, he could have fell off of a bridge at, like, age 8. He was that stupid.
Yeah. I mean, at least it wasn't a smart kid that died like this.
Oh, bro, that would have been a waste of life, even worse.
Yeah, if he was like a smart kid who like went this far, you know, he had like his whole future ahead of him. That's just your stupid idiot, dumbass, dipshit son, so I guess it's fine.
Can you believe, like, if Stephen Hawking was a dumbass and stuck a damn fork in a toaster?
No, he would never. He's not that stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, who is that stupid?
Right. Dude, I can't believe Julian's dumbass is dead.
I fucking can. Look at this. Nobody who does this is smart enough to live. He microwaved a toaster strudel. A fucking toaster strudel. Context clues like a motherfucker. I mean, not one brain cell. That boy.
Oh man, you do have a point.
I already called Penelope over to tell her the news.
Penelope?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, remember Junior, your boyfriend? He's fucking dead.
What? What happened?
His dumbass stuck a fork into a toaster.
What an idiot!
I can't believe he's that fucking stupid. Unbelievable.
I fucking hate him!
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, I'm sorry you had to date a stupid.
It was more like a make-a-wish situation. What?
Yeah, I could tell. I could definitely tell.
Make-a-wish!
You know, his dumb ass actually thought Lilo could beat Marlin in a fight.
What? I tried to tell him.
Yeah, I know. I agreed with him just to shut him up because you know how he gets when he's on a roll, you know? But, I mean, come on. Stitch would drown in water and the ocean's big and there's, like, rip currents and shit.
Wait, Stitch, stop fighting!
He's 3D and the other one's 2D. I mean, you can't even...
It was Lilo versus Marlin.
It
was
worth the conversation.
Exactly. God damn it.
Who am I gonna date now?
Me.
Smarter, hopefully. I mean, you can definitely do better.
Cody, are you straight?
Fuck it, I am now. Wanna
what?
Make out?
Yeah.
What the hell? What is going on?
Man, I need somebody to make out with.
Wait, what is happening? There's no way.
Hey, dipshit, wake up. Wake up, you stupid idiot fuckface. Hey, moron dumbass, wake up. Hey,
Hey, you fucking moron.
Wait, what happened?
What happened? Your dumbass stuck a fork in a toaster and almost died. That's what happened.
What, am I dead?
No, because I said you almost died, you fucking dipshit.
Well, here you go, you dumbass. I'm surprised you even did it, but here's your $20.
What? I mean, listen, how else am I supposed to pull the toaster strudel out of the toaster?
You wait for it to cool off, because sometimes food gets hot, you know, so you use your fingers, or maybe a paper towel. Literally anything other than a metal fork, you fucking moron.
Okay, well, is the toaster strudel still good?
Is it good? It's a fucking toaster strudel. It's amazing. Of course it's good. Have you never had a toaster strudel?
No.
How old are you?
16.
You're 16 and you've never had a toaster strudel. The only excuse for that is if you were, like, in some kind of indigenous tribe on an island somewhere that had never had contact with the outside world. Then that would make sense. What the fuck is wrong with you? Everybody loves toaster strudels. If you gave those people a toaster strudel, they would put it on top of a temple and tell them to say it was their god or something. They would think it was, like... They wouldn't know what the fuck to think. It'd be like handing them an iPhone. It's just fucking magic. They don't fucking know. God, you're fucking stupid.
He's right.
Can you make me a toaster?
Fucking no.
How'd you get new stuff, Dougie? How'd you get those glasses?
I went Black Friday shop-ips.
How'd you go Black Friday shopping if you don't have any money?
Well, I already told you, Mob-ips. Everything free for black people on Black Friday.
That's not true, Dougie.
Yes, it is. See, I got this new iPhone right here.
Dougie, you stole it. The alarm's still going off.
No, let me tell you what happened. See, I walked into the Apple store, and they had all the iPhones sitting out on the counter for people to grab. But it was like a carnival game, so I had to pull on it really hard to break the string. And when I did, I warns and all the alarms started going off telling me I won. And everyone in the store started cheering.
Doug, you stole this.
No, I didn't. And there was also this other carnival game called Break in case of emergency. And I won me a fire extinguisher.
What? Doug, you stole a fire extinguisher?
No, I won it in the carnival game.
But Doug, what are you going to do with a fire extinguisher?
Eat your Christmas present.
I don't want a fire extinguisher, Dougie.
Ooh, you so mean and nasty and ungrateful for your Christmas presents. I'm gonna return it and get my money back.
How you get your money back if you didn't even buy it in the first place? You stole it.
Aw, Marvin, we didn't get to go Black Friday shopping this year.
Because we don't have any money, baby.
But Marvin, that's the only time of year we can get our Christmas presents because everything's on sale.
Well, we don't have jobs. If we had jobs, then we'd have money.
Aw, Marvin, this is gonna be the worst Christmas ever.
I mean, I guess I can go down to the job office and see if they have anyone that's hiring right now.
Okay, Marvin.
Hey there, Marvin.
Oh, thank God you came on such short notice.
Yeah, well, it is a Saturday. Ooh, are those 3 uneaten pies left over from Thanksgiving I see? I guess your family doesn't really like pie, but I do. No, I gotta focus. So you're looking for work, huh?
Yes, I can't afford Christmas gifts this year, and I really need a job.
Okay, let me see what kind of jobs we got available today.
The highest paying jobs.
Okay, these are the highest paying. Sidewalk gum scraper. It's a pretty underappreciated job, but it pulls a lot of ass.
No, I don't want to scrape gum.
Okay, fine. Retirement home ass wiper. You wipe old people's asses?
No!
Okay. Face get coughed oner.
What is that?
Well, see, scientists get people with diseases we don't know about, and they cough on your face so we can test how contagious they are.
I don't want to do that!
Okay, picky. Let's see, dog bite pain scaler. You get bit by dogs, and then you rate how much it hurts.
What? No! Why would I want to do that?
Okay, let me see, turd.
What?
It just says turd. Oh, no, I see. Turd dissector. People poop in a bucket, and then you just dig around in it to see if they're sick or not.
Are there any jobs that aren't gross or don't require a lot of work?
Well, all jobs require work, Marvin. That's why they call it work.
Are there any jobs that are fun?
Ooh, you didn't say fun. Now, Marvin, have you ever considered working in the adult film industry?
You mean, like, make...
Uh-huh.
Rose would kill me. I can't do that.
Well, this one job is $3,000.
$3,000?
Yep, cash.
What, cash just for one night?
Yeah, just one night.
Oh, man, that would be all the money I need for Christmas. Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Okay, great. I'll send you the address.
Well, can you come with me? I'm nervous.
Oh, okay. I don't mind watching. Come on, Marvin, let's go.
It's right now?
Yeah, it says ASAP. They're waiting for us. Come on.
What? Okay.
Want to know one of my favorite ways to pass the time lately? By playing Dragon City on my phone. I always look forward to logging on so I can collect my sweet, sweet gold, feed my dragon children, breed them, and see what fun events they have going on for me to earn new dragons and grow my dragon empire. Breeding dragons is one of my favorite things to do in the game lately. You pick from your current dragons, give them some private time in the love cave, and then see what kind of abomination they can make once their egg hatches. I mean, look at this ugly thing they made. I love it. You can also train your dragons to make the supreme fighting team and test them in league battles, events, and rescue missions where you fight bosses to save other dragons that get added to your collection and you earn free goodies along the way. They're also always running limited events like treasure mazes and achievement races, so there are constantly new things to do every few days. Dragon City has been a huge supporter of the channel this year, so please go show them some love and download the game using our link below or the QR code, and you can get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon. Thank you to Dragon City for sponsoring this video.
All right, Marvin, here's the set.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom and clean myself up.
I definitely think I can do this for $3,000.
There you go, Marvin. That's the spirit. Hey there, fellas. Oh, sorry, we only need one.
Me, I'm right here.
That's okay, I'm just here to watch. Okay, good. But I could use somebody like you for next Tuesday. Oh, cool. So what's your name?
Marvin, my name's Marvin.
Well, Marvin, have you ever shot a movie before?
Nope, this is my first one.
Hey, Steve, you ready for me? I'm getting ready to burst.
Oh, not yet, Tyrone.
Oh, damn. Look, I'm gonna be in the corner, but I'm getting angry.
Is he, like, in a different movie other than mine?
Oh, no, he's the talent.
What, talent? Well, I'm with the girl that's going to the bathroom, only me, right?
Oh, no, your girl's coming up now.
All right, Steve, what hole's it going in today? I didn't take my enema and I didn't douche, so my stinker's all clogged up.
Mom?
Hey, I'm not doing this with my son. Wait, what's the pay?
Ew, Mom, I'm getting the hell out of here.
I don't think I can do this. I didn't expect the woman to be so old.
Oh, come on, son. It's $3,000. Just put on that there raincoat and grab your camera.
Why would I need to put on a raincoat and grab a camera?
Well, because you're going to get pissed on.
What?
Yeah, you're going to get pissed on by Tyrone here. See, yeah. I make 3D adult films. Babs here's going to shit on
you. Try to. You know, he's going to come out as one little Lincoln log and then a burst of diarrhea right behind it.
Yeah, I'm going to be R. Kelly in this movie and you step into the splash zone.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested in this.
Oh, come on, son. Don't you want to make $3,000?
I know you ain't scared of no little piss. Come on, put on the jacket.
Has times really gotten this hard?
What the hell is taking you so long? He's already pissing.
What?
Bring your ass in here. Go hold it back. I drank too much water.
I don't think I can do this, Steve.
God damn it, give me the camera. Tyrone, piss on me.
What, Steve? He's got a jacket on.
I don't care. We need the money shot. Piss.
So, Marvin, did you find a new job?
No.
Oh, but you found money to buy a new stinky raincoat. Why do you smell like asparagus?
I was looking for a job, okay?
Oh, Marvin, we're not going to be able to afford Christmas presents this year.
You guys are fucked, because Santa Claus got me. I've been a good boy. Me and Santa Claus are tight as shit.
What are my phones ringing? Hello?
Hey, Marvin, how is my mom?
I didn't do it.
Oh, thank God. I was going to kill you. Well, I'm assuming you're still looking for a job?
Yes.
Okay, well, I do have some options for you in the same industry.
I don't want to work in the same industry.
Now, hold on, Marvin. Just meet me at your dining room table and bring a fork.
I'll be right back.
Marvin, I wanted a fork. How the hell am I supposed to eat pie with a spoon?
I didn't know what you needed the fork for.
But you still heard me. Okay, we're going to rule out any jobs that require listening skills. But look, Marvin, we have very important decisions to make. Pecan, apple, or pumpkin?
You said you had jobs for me to do.
I do. Now, listen, Marvin, have you ever seen the movie Magic Mike?
No.
Well, neither have I, but my wife loves it, and I think that's supposed to make me mad. But look, Marvin, my point is, you could be a male stripper.
A male stripper? How could I be a male stripper?
It's easy, Marvin. You just go over to girls' houses or bachelorette parties, and you just dance around with your shirt off, and nobody's allowed to piss on you or anything.
Okay, but why would anyone want me to be a male stripper? I'm not hot.
That's a good point. But I have a solution. Look at this, Marvin. It's called steroids. One shot of this, and you'll be ripped.
Isn't steroids bad for you?
I mean, yeah, it'll make your balls tiny, but who cares, Marvin? When's the last time you heard a girl say, oh, Becky, this guy I was with last night, he had such tiny balls, or that guy's got big shoes. I bet he has giant balls. No one cares about the balls, Marvin. It's all about the wiener. And as far as I can tell, this doesn't affect the wiener. So come on, Marvin, try it.
And they pay a lot?
Yeah, look, Marvin, it's a win-win. You get paid, you get jacked, and nobody pisses on you.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Okay, hold out your hand. Marvin, why are you still wearing the piss raincoat?
I don't know. It was my size.
Just take it off.
Here. Okay, stop my hand. Ow! The shirt was too tight. Oh, fucking Hercules.
Damn, Marvin, you look jacked.
Oh, man, I'm ripped. Oh, the beach is that way.
Actually, it's not. The beach is actually more like that way. But that's okay. It wasn't really about the beach anyway.
Oh, how am I going to start making money off my muscles? You want me to get a weightlifting competition?
No, Marvin, those are not real muscles. They would eat you alive. No, now I can book you for a party or something. Like right here. This woman's going to pay you $1,000 just to show up for an hour.
Is it like a bachelorette party or something?
Yeah, it must be if she's paying that much. Oh, she actually lives right across the street.
Okay, so I just go and just dance for her like this?
Yeah. Yeah, but put your your shirt back on. You had to have something to strip off if you're a stripper.
Okay, give it to me. I'll go over there. All right, Marvin, don't be nervous. All you have to do is knock on the door, go in there, dance, and get paid. Time to get paid. Time to get paid. Time to get paid.
Hello? Oh, my, now that's a man.
Excuse me, ma'am, did you hire a dancer?
No, actually, I hired a fireman with a long hose.
Oh, well, I didn't get the fireman memo, but I can dance.
Well, come back as a fireman or you're fired, man.
Wait, what? I thought I was supposed to dance. Where am I in a fireman costume? Okay, let's try this again.
Hello? Oh, thank God you're here. There's a fire in my living room, and I hope you brought your hose.
I did bring my hose. It's full of water.
Okay, well, come quick, but not too quick.
Okay, ma'am. So, ma'am, where's the rest of the party?
Oh, it's just me, and it's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. My husband's not home, so I only have a few minutes.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Why don't you do the thing? I think it's getting hot in here.
I mean, it feels pretty good.
No, the thing.
Oh, my job. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It is so hot in here. Mm-hmm. It's so hot, I want to take off my clothes.
Yes, that.
Let me turn on some music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, very man. Nice.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. This is happening.
I think the fire's a little closer to me. Why don't you come put it out?
Oh, okay.
Oh, what is this? What are you doing?
I'm trying to wave the flames, like, put it out.
Oh, my. Why don't you take your jacket off and use it to put the flames out?
Can you help me and get kind of stuff?
Oh, sure. Oh, my God! That's a man!
Yeah, it is. This is a man. This is all man right here.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the flame is on me. Why don't you come extinguish it? What is the sound? What are you doing now?
It's like a sprinkler.
Oh, okay, well, how about you help me with the flames that are on me? Get closer.
Oh, okay,
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You like this?
Yes, this is great.
Yeah, that.
I think there's still flames on me, though.
Oh,
my God, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm home early. What the?
Hey!
Why the hell is Marvin in my house without a shirt on?
Oh, well, you see, Marvin is a fireman, and he took off his shirt to put the flames out because it's flame retardant.
I don't care if he's retarded. He shouldn't have his shirt off in my house.
I'm fireman, and your wife was listening to music about Desha Fires, like Sean Kingston, and I was putting it out with the shirt.
Well, Mr. Fire Retarded Man, one of my smoke detectors is missing, so you think you can check it out for me while you're here?
I think so.
All right, well, put your shirt and hat back on and follow me.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm still getting paid, right?
Maybe.
All
right, Marvin, right there. See that? No more smoke detector. It's gone. Where'd it go?
I don't know where it went.
Yeah, if my house is on fire, how would I know?
I don't know.
I know, right? So can you give me another one?
I mean, I got a bunch of those down at the fire station, so if I just go grab one, I could come back.
Okay, you think you can do that for me?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, here's $100.
I was told I'd get $1,000.
You really are retarded, huh?
give me that.
All right, hurry back.
He only gave me $100. I was expecting more.
Me too. Whoa, Marvin, you made $100? Wait, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, I got a job as a volunteer firefighter.
Wait, if you're a volunteer, then how did you get the $100?
Oh, some lady tipped me because I helped with her cat.
Aw, that's nice, Marvin.
Yep, it is.
Hey, Marvin, how'd it go? $100 just for taking your clothes off?
What?
I took my shirt off because the cat was stuck in a tree and it jumped and I caught the cat like a net with my shirt.
Aw.
What are you talking about, Marvin? You were a stripper.
What?
The striper. Striper was the name of the cat. It was an orange striped cat. It was very cute.
Oh, I get it. You don't want her to know. Okay, well, listen, I put an ad online, so if you get phone calls, go do it.
Okay, thanks for coming over, buddy. So, Rose, take that $100 and go shopping.
Oh, really, Marvin? Thank you!
Yeah, I worked really hard for it.
Hey, where's my
$100.
Go get pissed on him or you'll get $100.
Don't forget to show some love to the sponsor of this video, Dragon City. Check out the link below or scan the QR code to get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon.
Jeffy, we're home from dinner. Oh, God, he's drunk.
Marvin, ever since Jeffy turned 21, he hasn't stopped drinking.
Jeffy, listen, I know you're drunk because like you're 21, you can drink now, but you're not supposed to be drinking. Jeffy.
My mommy and daddy are dead. All aboard the no parent train.
But Jeffy, no more blowing into the bottle.
Well, I can do it without the bottle.
What? How's he doing that?
I don't know, Marvin.
I can't even do it with my butthole.
How?
I don't know. There's someone at the door. Hello?
Dance battle!
Oh, shit.
You go first.
Get out of my house with that weak-ass shit.
You're at my house.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh my god, damn! Oh, ouch! Ooh.
Oh, you just got served!
By the 8th Judicial District of the State of Nevada.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Apparently you trashed a hotel room in Vegas.
Oh, for Jeffy's 21st birthday, we did.
Yeah, so you just got served twice.
Oh god, fuck.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
What? You gave Jeffy another beer?
No, I didn't give it to him.
Hey, I was drinking now.
No more drinking, Jeffy. I got served.
Oh, how good was his dancing?
Pretty fucking good.
Well, you'll get him next time, Marvin.
Not in these shoes. No. But listen, I got sued by Las Vegas.
What? Why?
Because we trashed the penthouse for Jeffy's 21st birthday.
You did what?
Happiest day of my life. Hookers.
What?
Okay, we didn't do anything with them. That was Chef Pepe. Listen. Main point is I'm getting sued and we don't have any money. Hopefully the judge goes easy on me.
Marvin, the judge isn't going to go easy on you with your face tattoo.
I forgot my stupid face tattoo and my nose piercing. I look like a thug. Anybody with a face tattoo has no future.
Yeah, Marvin, you look terrible.
Oh, the judge is going to think I'm some type of hoodlum with this face tattoo. I have to get this tattoo removed.
Please do. I don't like it, Marvin.
I don't like it either. I didn't get it on purpose. Let me call a doctor and see if they can do like a skin graft or remove this tattoo.
I'll run my tip.
Hey there, somebody call a bald doctor?
Oh, you're still bald?
Yeah, we're waiting for that to grow back in. You know, it's cold everywhere I go, and I'm not really ready to be a hat guy yet. And no, before you ask, the carpet does not match the drapes. I got a Speedo full of brittle. It's like I'm smuggling Bob Ross in my panties. Yes, I wear my wife's panties, okay? So what? I like it. They feel snug. The thong part's kind of weird, though. It's like I'm flossing my ass. And let's just say I have a lot of food in my teeth. In my ass. What I'm saying is I have a lot of dingleberries. You don't really realize how bad you are at wiping until you wear a thong. It really gets up into those places you can't reach. But hey, dirty ass big bush, am I right, Marvin? Up top! Hell yeah. Is that why you called me or what?
That's not why I called, no. So, I got served papers from Las Vegas. We're being sued by, I'm being sued for that penthouse that we wrecked.
Classic.
So I have to go in front of a judge and I don't want this tattoo because it makes me look bad, so I was wondering if you could remove my tattoo.
Oh, I actually don't know how to do that.
What, you don't know how to remove a tattoo?
No, I mean, I know how to do all kinds of stuff, you know? I can do open heart surgery, I can build a house, I've been to the moon, but that's one of the few things I don't know how to do. I don't know how to remove a tattoo, or wipe my ass properly, or shave my pubes.
Oh, well, I mean, come on, you have to know how to do a skin graft. You can put skin over my tattoo.
See, that's another thing. That's another thing I never figured out how to do. Because, like, what do I do with the part I'm taking the skin off of? Is it just, like, bare and bleeding? I don't get that either.
I thought they could take skin from your butt and put it on your face.
Now, why would you want to do that? You'd have shit and dingleberries on your face. Oh, you actually wiped your ass right. That's right. See, if it was off of my ass, I would have shit and dingleberries on my face. But you know how to wipe.
You keep going back to that.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about it a lot with this thong.
Okay, so who would you say should remove my tattoo?
Well, you should talk to the guy who gave you the tattoo in the first place.
Oh, Bob?
Yeah, Bob, he could do it. Yeah, not Bob Ross, though, because he's in my panties.
Okay, I'll try calling Bob then.
Yeah, you do that. I have to go clock into my prison job. Catch you guys later.
Marvin, he doesn't wipe his ass?
I'm gonna call Bob. Hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hold on. Hello?
Marvin.
What, who's this?
It's Bob.
Bob, I was just about to call you. How are you doing?
I'm in jail, buddy.
Why are you in jail?
Pissed on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Why would you piss on the side of a Chuck E. Cheese?
I didn't know it was a Chuck E. Cheese. I thought it was some random building. So a bunch of kids from a birthday party come running out. They saw it. Kept pissing. Couldn't stop. Saw it stream.
Okay, well, buddy, I was going to call you because I want this tattoo on my face removed. I want to know if you could remove it.
Well, sure, buddy. If you bail me out, I can remove it.
Yeah, I'll come bail you out. Yeah, what's your bail? Probably, what, $20?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'm on my way, buddy. You stay right there.
Cool.
Okay, I'm going to go bail Bob out of jail so he can remove my tattoo. So you just watch Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Bob, I'm here to bail you out.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here? I was just at your house.
Well, I'm here to bail Bob out.
Oh, you saw Bob get arrested? Yeah, pissing on a Chuck E. Cheese. Gets him every time. Can't say I blame him, though. Chuck E. Cheese does have the most pissable buildings. Every time I see a Chuck E. Cheese, I just want to piss right on it. Just feels right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have $20 for his bail.
$20? No, his bail's $40. A lot of kids saw him pissing.
$40?
Yeah, the problem is he didn't stop.
It was a solid stream.
He just keeps saying that.
Well, you don't want to interrupt a solid stream of piss.
Well, that's true, but when 24 kids are watching, I think you legally have to.
24 kids?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, all I have is 20.
Huh. Tell you what, we're friends and Bob is cool, so that's fine. All right, Bob, you made bail.
Sweet, because I got a piss.
Okay, well, there's a toilet right there, buddy.
No, I just hold it till I see a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you can't do that anymore, Bob.
Hold it till I see a Dave and Buster's.
No.
Top Golf?
That's better. Come on.
So, Bob, you're going to remove my tattoo, right?
Yeah, I left the machine at my buddy's house. Let me just knock on the door and grab it real quick.
Okay.
Malkovich!
Bob, you forget you owe me money?
Oh, shit. I owe this guy money, Marvin.
What, you owe him money?
You made it very easy to kill you. You came straight to my door. You know, I heard that the small intestine was 20 foot long. I'd like to find out for myself.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna leave.
No. And a friend of Bob's is a friend of mine. Plus, I would love to play with 40 foot of small intestine.
Oh, listen, I don't owe you money. Bob owes you money, so you guys should figure that out on your own.
No, you owe me money now, too.
Oh, how much does he owe you?
$50,000.
$50,000? Why would you borrow $50,000 from him?
I had a gambling problem.
Oh, okay, well, listen, I'm sure we could pay you the money back someday.
I want it tonight.
How are we supposed to get $50,000 in a night?
I don't know. No, rob a bank or something. I don't care. I don't give shit.
But all the banks are closed. There's no way to rob them in the nighttime.
There's a 24-hour bank over that way.
Oh, do you know how to rob a bank?
Fuck, we can try.
Okay, we're gonna go try. You already have a mask on, so I'll just put on a bandana or something.
All right, Bob, keep it cool.
Welcome to the 24-hour bank. How may I help you?
Yes. Me and my friend here would like to make a withdrawal.
Okay, what's the account number?
AR-15.
Give me the money, bitch!
Oh, my God, please don't hurt me!
Don't scream. We're only here for the money.
And the lollipops!
No, not the lollipops!
Here, fill the money up in the bag.
Okay.
Hey, you better not press the silent alarm. He will shoot.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, Bob's crazy. Oh, my glasses. Oh, shit. Ma'am, can you hear my glasses? Oh, I put fingerprints on my glasses.
Oh, shit, Marvin, we gotta go!
Don't say my name! Oh, shit. Oh, man, I can't believe we actually did it.
You got my money?
Yeah, that is right there.
Wow, I can't believe you actually did it. You know you're already on the news.
What, we're on the news?
Yeah, look behind me.
Breaking news, Mkay. A local bank has been robbed for $50,000, and the only evidence left behind was security footage of this man with a tattoo over his left eye and one fingerprint. If you've seen this person, please call Crime Stoppers.
They got my fingerprint, and they saw the tattoo on my face.
Duh, it looks like you're screwed anyway. I'll be taking my money.
Well, actually, the reason we came here in the first place is you have a tattoo removal machine, right?
No, I don't have a tattoo removal machine.
Well, you said it was here, Bob.
Yeah, it is here. This is the guy.
No, I sold it.
But why would you sell it?
He owed me $50,000.
Well, we stole $50,000, so you owe us some money back for that tattoo machine.
I don't give a shit, bitch. Go try to someone else.
Oh, wow, you are very rude. Oh, so is there any other way you can remove the tattoo?
No.
Well, I go to court in the morning if the judge sees this tattoo and they saw it on the news. I'm going to get arrested for that. I guess I could just wear a hat or an eye patch or... God, I'm so screwed.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boer. And today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Marvin, who is being accused of trashing and vandalizing his penthouse suite in Las Vegas, Nevada, resulting in $20,000 of property damage. Mr. Marvin, I already find you guilty of not inviting me to your party. Sounds like a hell of a time.
Mr. Marvin, there are no cowboy hats allowed in my courtroom. I know you're a party animal, but you must take it off.
Sorry, Your Honor.
There are no baseball hats allowed either. No hats of any kind.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Yeah. Sorry about that, Your Honor.
No sunglasses either.
Sorry, Your Honor. I have a headache. The light's really bright, but yeah, I'll take them off. Yeah. What was I thinking?
No eye patches.
Oh, come on. What if I was a pirate or missing an eye?
Are you a pirate or missing an eye? I remind you, you are under oath at all times in my courtroom, so lying would be very bad.
No, I'm not a pirate or missing an eye.
Then take it off.
Okay, I'm taking it off. I took it off, okay?
You must be fucking with me. No football helmets in my courtroom.
Okay, damn, I'll take it off. There's so many rules. All right, look, it's off. See, it's off now.
Mr. Marvin, please look at me. I demand eye contact in my courtroom at all times. My father didn't give me enough attention as a child, and when people don't look at me, it makes me sad.
Okay, look, damn. Look, here I am.
Mr. Marvin, why are you holding up your tie?
I wanted you to see it. It's a nice tie, right? It's all blue.
Yes, Mr. Marvin, it is a very nice tie. A little too nice. It'll distract me if you hold it up the whole time. Damn, it is so blue. See, you're already distracting me. Put it down.
Okay. Hey, look, we can talk.
What are you looking at? What's down there?
I'm checking if my shoes are untied.
You don't have shoelaces. Look at me, Father! I mean, Mr. Marvin, just please look at me. I beg you.
Okay, but can I please use the bathroom real quick? My stomach hurts.
Yes, you can, Daddy, but please come back. I miss you. I mean, yes, just hurry up, Mr. Marvin.
Okay, thanks.
The last time he left, he said he was going out to get milk, and then he never came back.
All right, I'm back. Let's do this.
Father, you've returned! Mr. Marvin, why are you wearing toilet paper on your head?
Oh, I bumped my head on the toilet, and it was bleeding a lot, so I bandaged it up with toilet paper.
Oh, my word, are you okay? Come over here and let me take a look. I minored in medicine in law school, so I can let you know if it's serious.
No, it's fine. It feels better now. It was just a little cut, but it stopped bleeding. I can feel it.
No, I insist, Dad. Let me take a look at it. Let me prove to you I can be the doctor you wanted me to be.
No, I swear, it's fine. It's really fine.
Mr. Marvin, if you don't bring your ass over here, I'll hold you in contempt.
Okay, there's nothing to look at. This whole thing's dumb and stupid.
Let's see. It is very bruised. My word, your bruise is exactly the same shape as Mike Tyson's face tattoo.
That's weird, because I hit it on the toilet bowl.
Wait a minute. Wasn't somebody with a Mike Tyson face tattoo wanted for robbing a bank?
I never heard of that. That must be a dream.
Bailiff, come here. Check his DNA and fingerprints to see if they match the ones left behind at the scene of the robbery. If they do match, I sentence you to 25 years in prison.
Oh, okay, but I'm not even here for all that. I'm here for the hotel vandalization.
You're right. Yes, let's wrap this up in one nice big bow, shall we? If your DNA and fingerprints do match the robbery, then I'll find you guilty of the vandalism as well. But if they don't, you're free to go. How's that sound?
Okay,
Marvin, here are your fingerprints, and here are the fingerprints from the bank robber. If these two match, you're going to jail. I just can't tell the difference between these, can you?
I mean, I think they're super different.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I just can't tell. I'm not good at this. It's like one of those spot the difference pictures. I just can't do it.
I mean, I just feel like this side's darker than that one.
I mean, if you say so, man, I'll have to take your word for it. I guess I could get, like, a pen and go through it like a maze, but that would take fucking forever.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a point because of just how different they'd be so different.
Maybe it's like one of those pictures where you stare at it, you look at a wall, and you see Jesus. No, it's just squiggles.
Yeah, listen, I mean, they're just so different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to take your word for it. I can't do these. That's another thing I'm not good at, you know? I'm not good at telling the difference between fingerprints, I'm not good at skin grafts, I'm not good at removing tattoos, wiping my ass, or shaving my pubes. That's five things I can't do.
Well, I mean, even if these fingerprints did perfectly match, I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and it's been proven that two people have had the same fingerprints.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what the hell are we even doing here? These are clearly the same, but they could belong to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, there's 8 billion people. I mean, you want to go check all 8 billion people?
Yeah, 10 fingers each? I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
fuck that.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Oh, wait. The bank robber did have a Mike Tyson tattoo, though.
Okay, but out of all 8 billion people, how many people know about Mike Tyson and The Hangover and wanted the same face tattoo?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these could be Mike Tyson's fingerprints for all I know.
Exactly.
I've never seen his fingerprints.
Yeah, so have a nice day.
Yeah, you're free to go. Wait. By the way, Marvin, I wanted to tell you, I looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to do a skin graft, and I've been practicing on my own ass, so I have a bunch of spare skin if you want to try it.
There you go, Marvin. Can I do a skin graft or what? And you better appreciate it, because I literally gave you the skin off of my ass. That's how good of a friend I am. Hey, if you want some hair, I can give you my ball skin, too.
Okay, Marvin, let's watch the NBA playoffs.
Hey, I was watching TV.
What channel's the Heat game?
Oh, Marvin, the Heat got eliminated days ago. Silly Marvin, thinking the Miami Heat can actually win basketball games. What a joke.
Marvin, I hate boys' night. I was hoping we could watch a romantic comedy together.
Shoot, get out of here. Marvin loves hanging out with me. Weekends are for the boys, right, Marvin, you bald bastard?
Hey, Danny, my ball eater game is broken.
Wait, is that Pac-Man? I love Pac-Man. Let me see if I can fix it. Nope, it's broken. Go play Fortnite or something.
But I want Ball Eater Game!
Well, Ball Eater Game is broken.
The news!
Breaking news, MK! Miss Pac-Man is filing for a divorce from Mr. Pac-Man after 42 years of marriage. Pac-Man is depressed, so if you have a Pac-Man machine, he won't be in it because he is taking a leave of absence.
Pac-Man's going through a divorce? Poor Pac-Man.
What about poor Mrs. Pac-Man? Divorce is hard on everybody, especially the kids.
Screw all that. You know, Marvin, me and Pac-Man actually went to high school together. We were buddies. Yeah, we used to do blow in the bathrooms. I haven't talked to him since he got famous, though. But I think we should invite him over for boys' night. We should give him a night so good he forgets all about that slut.
Hey, don't call her that.
What? She is. She eats balls for a living.
So does he.
Okay, well, sometimes men have to do things we're not proud of to put food on the table, right, Marvin?
Yeah.
Right? You ever suck a dong for dinner, you know? You know, to feed your family, Marvin?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's just me. And I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. Back when I didn't have all my jobs.
Are you going to call Pac-Man?
Yes, yes, I will call him, and I'll take this out of here. I don't want him crying when he shows up. Okay, I'm calling Pac-Man.
Wagga wagga.
Hey, Pac-Man, it's me, Brooklyn guy from high school, remember?
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, I saw the news. I'm sorry your wife left you, buddy.
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, well, listen, she was no good for you anyway. You remember in high school when she ate the entire football team's balls?
Wagga wagga.
Yeah, and the basketball team, that's right.
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, yeah, I told you she was no good for you, buddy. You don't need her.
Wagga wagga. Wagga.
Yeah, yeah, I know. What she lacked in hands, she made up for with a mouth. Believe me, I know. Yeah, I even hit that a few times, too. I think I actually have the high score in that.
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I think you should come over to my buddy's house, and we're going to have a whole boys' night, okay? We're going to play some pool. We're going to go out to dinner. Maybe hit up a strip club, huh?
Wagga 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 wagga.
No, listen, I understand. I know you don't want to leave the house right now, but it'll be good for you, okay? If you're not having fun after 10 minutes, you can leave. Got it?
Wagga wagga wagga.
Okay, sounds good. I'll see you in a minute, buddy. All right, he's coming over. Just make sure you have some fruit laying out. He loves that. Ooh, that must be him. Come on, Marvin. Hey, Pac-Man! You look great, buddy.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, this is my friend Marvin. This is his house.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
He says you have a lovely home. So you want to come on in and play some pool?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, it has balls. You love that. Come on. All right, I'm going to break first. Just like your wife broke your heart when she left you.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Oh, come on. I was just joking. But this break is no joke. Ugh, damn it, I didn't get a single one in. Okay, Pac-Man, your turn. No, 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 no!
What's he doing?
No, 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 no!
He ate all my pool balls!
Wagga, wagga, wagga!
I know, buddy, it's just instinct. Listen, this is my fault. We shouldn't have played a game with balls.
He needs to buy me new pool balls now!
Marvin, he is going through a divorce. Give him a break.
Wagga, wagga, wagga!
I know, you must be hungry. Let's go to a restaurant and get some real food. Marvin, if you just left fruit out, this wouldn't have happened. Okay, Pac-Man, whenever I'm heartbroken, I always come here to Applebee's. This always cheers me up. Now, I know you're going through a divorce right now, but I'm actually going through a pretty rough time, too. See, my Miami Heat got gentlemen swept in the playoffs because their superstar can't stop drinking coffee, and also I shot him. So I'm going to order some chicken wonton tacos with chicken tenders to cheer myself up.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, sure, we can get some mashed potato balls for an appetizer.
Hello, welcome. Oh, dear God. Oh, welcome to Applebee's. What can I get started for you tonight?
Well, Clarissa, I think I'll have my usual.
You don't have a usual. You get something different every time you come here.
Well, the menu's just so big, I can't pick just one thing.
And before you get mad, we only have Pepsi products.
Oh, believe me, I remember. It's the one thing I don't like about this place. Oh, by the way, do you have any fruit? My friend here likes apples.
No, we don't.
What, you're Applebee's and you don't have any apples?
Well, we don't have bees either.
Well, you have two bees on your chest that I'd like to squeeze. Boo-bees, am I right, Marvin? B cups? Actually, I think they're more like A cups. Right, Pac-Man? A cups?
Wagga wagga.
You know, actually, speaking of A cup, I would like a cup of drink. Where are our beverages?
I was trying to ask you what you wanted, and you never told me.
Well, we will have waters for the table. Hey, Marvin, it's free. Life hack. And also, I would like some chicken wonton tacos with chicken tenders and honey mustard and some mashed potato balls.
Is that it?
And also, I would like 2 cheeseburgers, some chicken Alfredo, some mozzie sticks, and some spinach artichoke dip.
Okay, well, who's getting what?
I don't know. Just bring it and we'll figure it out when it gets here.
Okay.
Can you believe this, skank Pac-Man? Do your job. Hey, Pac-Man, you know what? You should probably try to get her number. Me and Marvin hit that in Paris.
Waka waka?
Yeah.
All right, here's your food.
No. This is all wrong. You put the food in front of the wrong people.
I asked you who gets what, and you told me not to worry about it.
Yeah, well, now that I'm looking at it, I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't have said that. But, I mean, look, the mashed potato balls are clearly for Pac-Man. He's Pac-Man. He loves balls.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll put these over here.
Yeah, do that. And you know I love mozzarella sticks, so clearly those are for me.
Okay, well, I'll bring these over here.
Okay, and you know I love chicken wonton tacos, too, so why are they all the way over there by Pac-Man? And I know Marvin probably wants a burger, and honestly, I don't know who the hell's gonna even eat the chicken Alfredo, so you probably just take that back.
You know what? You're a pain in my ass!
Thinking of Paris, huh?
Ah!
That's the sound she made, too. Remember, Marvin? Remember Paris?
Yes.
Alright, let's dig in, boys!
Wagga 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 wagga.
Whoa, Marvin, Pac-Man's going crazy on those mashed potato balls! You know what? I'm gonna eat without my hands, too.
Wagga 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 wagga.
Ugh, I am stuffed.
Wagga wagga.
What the fuck did you guys do?
We chowed down, that's what.
You guys made a mess! You didn't even use your silverware!
Yeah, well, I saw Pac-Man go in face first, and it reminded me of Paris, so I had to go in face first, too.
You ate like animals!
Well, I do like it doggy style, remember?
If you expect me to clean this up, you better give me a big tip!
Oh, you've seen it. It's not very big.
Ah!
Okay, guys, she's gone. Dinah Dash, to the strip club! Yeah, look at that, a stripper. That'll help you forget about your wife, right, Pac-Man?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Oh, come on, man, you gotta get back out there. You know, Miss Pac-Man's probably getting railed.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
What? It's true. You know, she probably has a mouthful of Powerballs right now.
Wagga, wagga.
Marvin, help me out here.
I don't know what to say to him. I wanted to go home and watch basketball.
Marvin, there is no basketball. The heat is out. Excuse me, miss.
What?
My friend here is going through a messy divorce. You think you can help cheer him up?
How much?
How much you get, Pac-Man?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Oh, she took all your money?
Waka.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Miss Pac-Man is a better game.
Waka, waka.
Well, do you at least think she's hot?
Waka.
No? Okay. Well, we'll wait for the next one. Boo! Get off the stage!
Ugh, whatever.
Coming up next on stage, we have the twins.
Waka, waka.
What the hell are they?
Waka, waka.
Oh, you like them, Pac-Man?
Uh-huh.
Well, go get them, buddy.
Waka, 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 waka.
Oh, damn. Okay. I don't know where all this cash is coming from. I thought Miss Pac-Man cleaned you out.
Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka.
Okay. Waka, waka, waka.
Hey, Pac-Man, you want to take him home?
Waka, waka.
Okay, come on, Marvin. Let's drive him home.
Waka, 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 waka,
waka, waka, waka, waka.
Marvin, he wants to know what room he can use.
Upstairs, please! Why didn't he just take him to his house?
Marvin, you know Miss Pac-Man took the house in the divorce.
Well, why couldn't he go to your house?
Marvin, I have a daughter. I don't want her walking in on whatever he's about to do to them. But really, I don't understand how it works. I mean, he's like a ball. But anyway, let's just go hang out while he does his thing.
What are you doing? I thought you said we're gonna hang out.
I just want to know what it sounds like.
That's weird.
Huh, it sounds like a game of Pac-Man. Okay, I gotta get in there and see what this looks like.
No, that's weird, bruh.
Marvin, what's weird is you calling me bruh. Now stand aside. I have to see what Pac-Man sex looks like. Oh my god! Oh god! Oh no! Oh god, I am so sorry I looked!
What it looked like?
Oh god, he was like inside out, and there were parts that I didn't even know existed, and there was fruit involved? Oh Jesus, I don't even know if I can talk to him again after that. Oh.
There's someone at the door.
Oh, please, let's answer it. Let's get away from here.
Hello?
Oh, shit, Marvin. It's Blinky, Inky, Pinky, and Clyde.
The ghost from Pac-Man?
Yeah, the goons. Wait, what are they saying? Oh, shit, Marvin. They're saying those 2 strippers that Pac-Man is inside out with are Blinky and Clyde's girlfriends, and they want to kick Pac-Man's ass. Oh, no. Quick, Marvin. We have to help Pac-Man.
Where are they going?
They split up to look for Pac-Man. Quick, Marvin. We have to give Pac-Man this power orb so the ghosts turn blue and he can fucking eat them.
Okay.
No. Don't open that. Pac-Man, catch! Oh, you're screwed, buddy. Good job, Pac-Man. Now go get the other ones. Okay, you got Inky. I think another one's in that room. There's Pinky! I wonder where they go after he eats them.
The eyes run to that little box and they respawn.
Oh, shit, that's right. Okay, well, he has one more to eat before the Powerball wears off.
Pac-Man!
Oh, good job, Pac-Man. You ate Clyde. You ate all the ghosts.
Wacka wacka.
Yeah, well, Pac-Man, you've had a really long day. You had Applebee's. You banged two strippers. So are you over your wife yet?
Wacka wacka wacka.
Oh, no, Pac-Man, no, don't do that.
Wacka 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 wacka.
No, Pac-Man, you're going to regret it.
Wacka wacka wacka.
No, Pac-Man, don't.
What'd he say?
He said he's going to go murder his ex-wife like OJ.
Oh, no.
We got to stop him.
Listen, if we go to the police, they're never going to believe this. I mean, I'm a cop and I don't even believe it. And the last time I tried to interfere with an old video game character, Qbert went to jail. So I think we should just mind our own business on this one.
Wait, what was that about strippers?
Oh yeah, there are two Pac-Man strippers in the bedroom over there with fruit in their orifices.
So boring.
Hey, boss, we got another murderer in today. Where do you want to put him?
Just put him with the others.
Okay.
Ugh, this sucks. Nobody ever wants to talk to me or hang out. Ooh, what is this? Hello, this is hell.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
No, this is hell. There is nothing cold here.
We better go catch it!
Catch what?
Your refrigerator.
I just told you I don't have one. Stupid. Yo, doing prank calls will get you a first-class ticket to hell.
Hey, can I speak to my mom?
No.
Hey, something came in the mail today.
Billy, I swear to God, if you say these nuts, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, it was a bunch of letters.
What, letters? Who could be writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, give me toys, get me gum. I want a basketball too. Please give me what I asked for. P.S. as Spider-Man. Thank you, Patrick. Why is this child writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, my Christmas list. My Little Pony Princess playset, Rainbow Dash. Okay, well, Rainbow Dash is not a princess. Dear Satan, I was a good boy this year. Bestest boy ever, ever, ever. I don't give a shit. Why are these children writing to me?
Well, maybe they meant to spell Santa, but they spelt Satan.
Oh, now I'm sad. I thought I had friends.
Well, I'm your friend.
Wait a minute. What if I deliver toys to these kids?
Well, that wouldn't be very evil of you.
Well, it is Christmas time, and even the devil has a soft side.
Well, I mean, if that's really what you want to do.
Yes, I'll do it. I'm going to become Satan Claus. Get my sleigh ready. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna poof. Let's see. Let's see, dear Satan. He wants Cheerios, pencils, pogo stick, new diaper, new helmet, fishy, and get rid of green beans. Love, Jeffy.
Did you say Jeffy?
No! Go back to cleaning the bathrooms!
Okay.
Now that Jesus' birthday is over, we can focus on New Year's.
Hallelujah. What's your New Year's resolution, Hank?
To stop sleeping with all the babysitters.
Good boy.
What about yours, honey?
Give up smoking.
Wait, you're smoking again?
Ever since I caught you with the babysitter.
Oh, makes sense.
Mother, father, may I please listen to the radio?
Timmy, have you done your voice lessons?
I did.
Let me hear it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
What's your name?
His name is my name, too.
You hold that shit, Timmy. $800 a week, you better hold that shit.
Use your diaphragm, honey.
You're flat. You're flat. Stop. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Play. I'm here to deliver presents.
Ah! The fucking devil!
Get the cross, honey. The power of Christ compels you. 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 What?
I'm not bad today. I just want to give you this train book.
Big old Satan!
Hey, what the fuck? Okay, fine. You don't get your book.
Honey, go get the bat.
I'm on it.
The bat. Why do you need... Ow! Okay, asshole. I'm leaving.
Get out of here.
Ugh.
So, how'd it go?
Shitty. I got hit with a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? But why?
They didn't like me because I was the devil. They didn't even care that I had presents.
See, this is why you just need to be evil.
It is much easier. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No.
What about Mrs. Wall?
No.
Is Wall Jr. there?
There are no walls here.
Then how does the roof stay up?
This is hell, there is no roof! Ugh, fuck that kid! But yes, I want to do something nice for the children, but not him.
So, why don't you just dress up like Santa and pretend to be him? That way, they can't tell that you're the devil!
Yes, that's a good idea! If I wear a disguise, maybe they won't hit me with bats! I will try this!
Now, Timmy, the only reason the devil showed up is because you're gay, and being gay is a sin. So Leviticus 18:22 says, stop it.
Blah!
Who the hell are you?
I am Satan Claus.
Santa Claus? But Christmas already passed.
Yeah, well, I forgot some stuff, like this train book for your son.
Well, my son's on the naughty list for being gay, so we don't want that.
Well, I am Santa Claus, and I say he can have it.
Well, we're his parents, and we say he can't have it.
Look, just let your kid have his toys.
No, return the sender.
Let him play with toys.
No, you take that back, or else I'm going to hit you with the bat.
With the bat? Why would you get the bat?
Ow, ow! Get out of my house!
I'm leaving, okay? Damn!
So, how did your Santa Claus disguise go?
I got hit with a bat again.
What? But why?
I don't know. I guess those people are just assholes.
So they'll be here one day.
Yeah, probably.
And I can give them aid.
Now, hold on. My phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is there someone named Hugh there?
Hugh who?
First name Hugh, last name Jack?
I guess I can check. Is that a huge ass here? Hello, huge ass? Billy, do you see a huge ass?
No, don't see a huge ass here.
No, there is no huge ass. Wait a minute! Fuck you! How does this kid have my number?
I don't know, but are you gonna keep using your Santa Claus disguise?
Yes, I guess so. Alright, I'll try a different house.
God, I hate taking down the Christmas tree. Every year, you gotta put up the tree, just take it down. Put it up and take it down.
Marvin, calm down. Don't have such a bad attitude. Hey, we can make it fun. Like, let's make a song about it. You know, here we go, we're taking down our pretty Christmas tree. And taking down our pretty Christmas tree. Love and joy come to you, and we'll take down your tree.
Okay, I'd rather do it quiet.
Daddy, if you want this Christmas tree down, then that fucker's going down.
Timber!
Oh, lumberjack dick, cutting trees down and shit.
Jeffy, that was a big tree on the ground. Babu, bap, bap, babu. Jeffy, no, we need to drag this outside.
Okay, well then drag it out, John.
Well, you gotta help me grab it.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you grab that side of the tree and I'll grab this side.
I got something for you to grab. This old Jeffy hog. Old Vienna sausage dick. Old slimy and in a can and shit.
Jeffy, stop talking like that. Go grab a trash bag so we can put this tree away.
Okay.
What? Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
I came to give your son the fishy he wanted for Christmas.
Why do you look like you have a sunburn?
Yeah, you're all red.
Oh, I was delivering presents in Africa. It's very sunny there.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you deliver this on Christmas?
It fell out of my bag in Africa, so I came back to get it. But look, it's a robo fishy, and it swims in 5 different directions.
What are the 5 directions?
Up, down, left, right, and backwards, but not forwards. I don't know. I didn't make it. I mean, I did make it. My elves made it. Do you love me?
Yeah, we love Santa Claus. Yeah,
hey, Danny, I couldn't find a trash bag, but I found this bat.
Well, look, Santa Claus came to visit you.
You want round 2, fucker?
Round 2? What are you talking about? I'm trying
to find the game. Hey, wait a minute. That's the devil.
Ugh.
Oh, what happened this time?
I got beat up with a bat again.
What? Again? No way.
I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Oh, goddammit, it's that kid again. Listen here, motherfucker. There are no walls, no refrigerator, and no huge ass, so just leave me alone. Craig, why are you using this kind of language? Mother? I'm sorry, I've been getting a lot of prank calls lately. Well, why you not call me on the Christmas? Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm supposed to be evil. Not calling your mother on Christmas is evil. Why can't you be more like your brother? Mom, why are you Italian? What the fuck?
So, what are you gonna do now?
Well, now I'm gonna go back to being evil. I'm gonna go back to that house and beat up them with the baseball bat.
Yes.
Well, elves, we had a successful Christmas.
Whoa!
But we didn't get as many letters as we normally get.
Aww. That is weird.
The phone's ringing.
We'll answer the damn thing.
Okay, don't get so angry. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, apparently kids have been spelling your name wrong on their Christmas letters, and they've been sending them to Satan.
Who?
The devil has been getting your Christmas letters.
Oh, no!
And also, he's been going around and giving presents out to the kids.
Fuck!
He's making you look bad, Santa.
I don't like it when I get made look bad, Pepper!
I like it when you get angry.
Pepper, you're still a weird fucker, but I like you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go stop this devil!
Go get him, Santa! Fuck him up!
Jeffy, stop hitting the tree with a bat.
Fuck it!
Play!
The devil?
Yup.
What are you doing here?
I came to get revenge for the hitting me with the bat.
Wait, we didn't hit you with a bat. Jeffy hit Santa with a bat?
That was me in disguise.
That was you as Santa?
Yes.
Well, that was a really good costume.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't even tell. You looked really good, yeah.
Oh, it was just a shitty beard and a hat. Well, give me this bat. I'm gonna bop you on the head now.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Not so fast.
Santa Claus.
Wait a minute. Is that the devil?
No, that is Santa Claus.
You motherfucker!
But wait a minute. You just said you were Santa Claus. Wait, are you Santa Claus?
No, I'm the devil.
Wait, then who's that?
That is Santa Claus.
Wait, where did your sunburn go?
Yeah, your face was all red.
I do wear red.
But his face was red.
Everybody just calm the fuck down. That is Santa Claus. I am the devil, okay? End of discussion. No more talking. Santa Claus, what do you want?
Well, I heard you were out delivering presents to the kids.
Yes, that's right. I was dressed up like you, trying to be good. But everybody just kept hitting me with baseball bats.
You'll never be good. You're the devil.
You are right. I will never be good. I am the embodiment of evil.
Well, I got an idea. Come with me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Did you get that devil fucker?
Hi there. Okay.
Craig, I want to show you something.
Oh, what is this?
This is my naughty or nice book.
Oh, you just wanted to show me I'm at the top of the naughty list?
Craig, look right here.
But that's my name on the nice list. But how?
Well, Craig, you see, you were out delivering presents trying to make kids happy when I couldn't do it.
So I'm not evil?
Well, you're not all evil.
Oh, so I'm a good person. Why am I so Italian? Thank you, Santa.
It is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to games. She should be fired.
I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh, bullshit.
Hang on, that's no way.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle.
Why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our remains, Scooby, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did, stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari! I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass!
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes!
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask! You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles. Oh, wow. It looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck.
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching the Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia. Because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? What did the Bruce do to his nutsack when he died?
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh, my God! If someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors!
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends, and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so, like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it. I thought he was just going to walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across the safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm going to trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so it'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy, so who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is a title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, so what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no! I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one.
He's doing it.
Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Daddy, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
But no way!
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy!
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What? Me too.
Jeffy, which ones did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left down, right up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which ones was it?
I don't know, dang, I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh my god. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes pee-pee and then Suzanne and then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No.
Your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what it could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
You can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble spin in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble.